on. And then beating Ashland, and this is all out of respect for their program, was just huge for us, too. They've been a real thorn in our side. We've played them every year since 2018. Played them twice even in, would have been 2022, because we saw them regular season and playoffs. We beat them in 18, hadn't beaten them since, you know, and there were two losses in there that are each by 1 point. We had a chance to win late. There were some blowouts in there. There was everything in between. And again, it's a great program, just a consistently solid program, well-coached, a ton of talent. So to be able to beat a team like that on that stage, that was huge for our program.
The game, 1 point win, was just a fantastic thing for the fans going, and the fans were able to watch it and take part in it. I'm sure just a super night. As far as Wahoo, the Warriors, a team, I don't see them a lot down here, obviously, although you and your coaching staff and your kids are pretty familiar with Wahoo.
Yeah, we've had the opportunity to play them here for, you know, in four-year stretch we played them. We had them in the playoffs in the first round back in 2021. They beat us down here. We had them on the schedule for a one-year cycle where we played them up there and down here once each. And then now, obviously, we get them again here this year in the playoffs. So it's a team we hadn't played that I know of before that. But, yeah, like you said, over the last 4 years, our seniors have gotten to know them well here, and it's a great program. Coming into the year, they were preseason number one, and they've done everything up to this point to show that they deserve that, and our guys are just excited for the opportunity to play a team like this.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the nuts and the bolts of it. From what I understand, their quarterback's a pretty special athlete.
Yeah, they got great athletes across the field. All, you know, everyone on their offense can mm-hmm. run, on both sides of the ball can run. They got a ton of speed. They're smart football players, too. You know, their quarterback doesn't make bad decisions. And so when he's throwing the ball, he's going to take what you give him. And he understands that he has athletes that if he gets in the ball in space, they can do something with it. And they do quite a bit with that, where they'll get big passing plays, but they're not really throwing it down the field. They'll get the ball out in space, you know, talking bubbles, spots, things like that, and just one broken tackle away from being a big play. So that's one thing we've really stressed with our defense this week is, you know, you're getting this situation, big picture, and you focus on all these big things, but it really comes down to the fundamentals, and tackling is going to be huge for defense this week. We got to get guys down on first contact, and if we can do that, that's really going to increase our chances of success.
Well, your defense has been so strong since, I guess, since that Ashland Greenwood game in the first in the regular season. The kids just been fantastic on that side of the ball. As you said, it's going to take another great effort there tonight.
Absolutely. You know, they've really bought into what we're doing. Learned a lot from that loss at Ashland. You know, earlier in the week, we gave up a bunch of big plays the first time mm-hmm. we played Ashland, and it really is all on mental bust. Guys not doing their jobs, and we learned a lot from that. It really reinstated the importance to us of everybody doing their job and doing it with great physicality. And when we do that, our defense has shown that they have the ability to have a lot of success.
How's the size matchup with Wahoo?
Yeah, they're a big team, and, you know, but we got some big guys too, and I think up front we're playing our best ball right now, so we just got to embrace that challenge as well. Like I said, take it on for what it is, an awesome opportunity for our line to see what they're capable of.
And the good thing is, I mean, going to Wahoo is not a bad trip. It's not like you're having to go out and play Scott's Bluff or Gearing or somewhere like that. It's nice if you have to go on the road, even against number one, it's not a bad trip.
No, really, for having two road games in the playoffs, our travel hasn't been bad. Yeah, you see all the teams that have to go across the state, and, you know, we had O'Neill coming here, and we know that's a heck of a trip. So to have a, you know, basically an hour 15 and an hour 45 trip, that's not too bad for the playoffs at all.
No, kind of regular season type of stuff. Coach, I guess you talked about this a little bit, but if you would, just a couple of the keys to the game tonight if Auburn's going to do well.
Offensively, we got to avoid the mistakes. You know, we can't beat ourselves. We can't get behind the sticks. And then when we have the opportunity to convert, we got to convert and keep drives alive. Defensively, like I said, really, a lot of it just comes down to tackling. You know, when you get the opportunity to tackle the space, we got to get there. We got to break down. We got to make good sound tackles and not give them those extra opportunities to have a big play.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to the Bulldogs tonight.
Thanks a lot, John. I appreciate it.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
It's time for the annual Turkey Trot in Falls City. Join Community Medical Center for a walk, run, or stroll on Thursday, November 28th, starting at the CMC campus at 8 a.m. This year's $25 entry fee will benefit the Simca Food Pantry Emergency Fund and the Richardson County House of Hope. For more info, contact Linda Santo at 245-6704. Prepare for your Thanksgiving feast by starting your day with the Community Medical Center Turkey Trot for a great benefit on Thursday, November 28th at CMC in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
And we bid you good evening from Wahoo, Nebraska. It's time for high school football.
football once again tonight here on Sunny 101.3. The Auburn Bulldogs on the road facing off with the 11-0 undefeated Wahoo Warriors. Hi again, everybody. I'm Randy Catula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast here in Wahoo. Very pleased to have joining me in the broadcast booth, Bob Ingalls. Bob, good evening.
Randy, it's a pleasure to be here. Nothing beats high school football playoff atmosphere.
That's for sure. It's going to be a great night. Mark Oliver was scheduled to be here with us tonight. Unfortunately, Mark had a bit of a family situation he's dealing with right now, and we certainly wish him well and hope things work out well for Mark and his family. We're sorry you can't be here with us, Coach, but I'm sure, Bob, you're going to fill in admirably here.
This is going to be a lot of fun, Randy.
I said in the broadcast booth, and that's a little bit of a misleading statement. We're actually seated out in the stands outside the press box. Looks like we're getting set for the presentation of colors in our national anthem, so we're going to break away here for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and look at the starting lineups after this two-minute break. Live from Wahoo, you're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
November is National Diabetes Month, and our friends at Nemaha County Hospital want to remind everyone about the importance of preventing or managing diabetes. It's a disease affecting millions, but with the right knowledge and tools, it's possible to live a healthy life. Taking small, consistent steps like getting regular exercise, eating a balanced diet, and scheduling routine checkups can make a big difference in controlling blood sugar levels. If you or a loved one has questions, contact Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wahoo, Nebraska High School Football. The Auburn Bulldogs, the Wahoo Warriors. Randy Catula here with you along with Bob Ingalls. Let's move right into the starting lineups. First of all, the offensive starters for the Wahoo Warriors. At center, Landon Brigham. Brigham, 220 pounds and a senior. At the left guard is Jake Scanlon, 240 and a senior. The right guard is Luke Specht. He's a senior at 220. And they just get bigger, Bob. The right tackle, 260, and a senior. And at the left tackle, he's the little guy on the line, 195-pound Cash Carson. The tight end is Sam Markson. Markson, 180, and a senior. The wide receivers are Caden Christian and Ellis Shada. Shada is Eli's 210-pound junior. Christian, 180, and a junior. At quarterback, Jace Kaminsky. Kaminsky, a junior, 175 pounds. This next name, Bob, is really all you need to know about the Wahoo Warriors. Kip Brigham. Brigham is the running back. Listen to these numbers. He's carried the ball 125 times for 1,779 yards. That figures out to 14 yards every time he carries the ball. On the receiving end, he's caught the ball 15 times for 401 yards. He's averaging 26 yards per reception. So this kid gets 14 every time he runs with it and 26 every time he catches it. I imagine we're going to see Mr. Brigham handling the football. The other running back is Caden Smart, 175-pound senior. Now, the offensive starters for your Auburn Bulldogs. At center, Owen Rowell. Rowell, a 240-pound senior. At the left guard is Cole Clark, a senior at 190. Lance Binder, a senior, sits at the right guard. The right tackle is Jake Franklin. At the left tackle is Noah Hanley. Hanley, just a sophomore. Franklin is a senior. The tight end is Burke Moody. Moody, a 175-pound senior. At the wide receivers, Brenton Wenzel on the right side. He's a junior, along with Krugelizia, also a junior. The quarterback, the man that pulls the trigger, that's Nixon Ligori. Ligori, 195-pound senior. Running backs are Camden Taylor. Taylor's a junior. And Brant Galicia. Galicia is a senior. Now, Galicia's carried the ball 1,000 yards this season. He went over 1,000-yard mark last week at Ashland Greenwood. 162 carries, 1,000 yards. He also has 20 receptions, 212 yards. He's averaging almost 11 yards per reception. Those are the starters offensively for both the Auburn Bulldogs and the Wahoo Warriors. Now let's take a look at the Warriors' defense. At the right cornerback, Landon Fye, 545 pounds in a junior. The defensive ends are Eli Shada, 210-pound junior. Raiden Iverson is a linebacker, his senior at 180. Sam Markson is a linebacker. He's a 180-pound senior. At the left cornerback, Noah Burdovsky. Burdovsky, 175 and a senior. Caden Smart is a safety, 175-pound senior. Defensive tackle is Harrison Kruger, a junior at 190. Kip Brigham, he's a junior, 175, plays as safety. Jake Scanlon, a linebacker, 240 pounds and a senior. Eli Emerson, a 260-pound senior, is a defensive tackle. And Luke Speck is the nose tackle, a 220-pound senior. And, you know, Bob, what I noticed about this is they don't have a lot of kids that go both ways. This is almost two-platoon football here. I think only four of the 11 go both ways as far as starting.
You know, Randy, there's a reason that Wahoo's rated number one in Class C1, and they have been all year long, and depth is certainly one of them. They got a lot of players up and around their lineup. They are just so solid offensively and defensively.
All right, we're still a couple of minutes away from the opening kickoff here. I've learned not to break away for a commercial, Bob, because sure shooting, and when I do that, they take a couple of minutes off the clock and go ahead and kick off.
Hey, Randy, let's mention that color guard tonight. I love it when they have a color guard for high school football. They did a nice job, and I know that's pretty near and dear to your heart because you're captain of the Elk Creek color guard, and it just makes you feel like,
yeah,
boy, you're in the heart of America when you see a color guard.
We do that for all the Peru State home games,
yeah.
And Bob, it's quite an honor to get out there. We'll pick up the Auburn defensive players here once we get underway. Bob, I'll hand you that sheet. Bob Ingles alongside tonight helping us out here. We're going to have a lot of fun in front of us, it looks like, but that's okay. It appears that the Bulldogs will be receiving to our right. That's to the north, to our right. They'll be moving from our right to left, from north to south. This field actually sets in here southwest to northeast, but we're going to call that north for our purposes. That south wind is coming from our left, so that's close enough. Handling the kickoff duties for Wahoo, and there to kick it away is Emilio Zaragoza, that's the way they pronounce it. He'll have the ball teed up at the 40. We're set to get underway. Class C1 state football playoff semifinal action. The winner of this one moves on to the 26th of November to Memorial Stadium. The winner of this one will face either Central City or Sydney. They started out in Sydney about an hour ago, mountain time, at 5 o'clock. We might be able to get an update on that one. All right, Zaragoza has the ball teed, ready to kick it away. Let's see who the deep men are back. I think on the far side for Auburn is Ligori. Here's the kick. High end over ender is going to be fielded at the 6. Starting upfield across the 10, across the 15, out to the right side, across the 20, out near the 25, and finally tackled. Nice return there for the Bulldogs as they get the football all the way out to the 25-yard line. On the return was Brenton Wenzel. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Auburn Bulldogs. They'll begin this drive 1st and 10 at the 24-yard line is where they'll mark it down.
Randy, Noah Burdowski got number 22 for Wahoo, is in on the tackle for the Warriors.
All right, just underway. No score. Here will be the first snap coming up. Nixon Ligori is your quarterback. Taylor and Galizia set in the backfield. Burt Moody is wide to the right. Come to the left side. Brenton Wenzel is the wide receiver to the near side. Galizia sets in a slot to the left. In the shotgun formation is Ligori. Taylor comes in motion around to the near side. Ligori has the snap. Turns, gives off to his running back straight into the line. Running tough for a gain of about 4 on the carry. And carrying the football have to wait and see when he gets up there. I think that was Camden Taylor on the carry. He's a little bit slow getting up over there on that first carry.
Randy, Eli Emerson got the tackle for the Warriors on that. He's a big, big boy at 260 pounds as a defensive tackle.
Camden Taylor was the ball carrier, and he's down on the field on the very first carry of the game. And he's lying in kind of an awkward position there. They're looking at a lower extremity. Looks like the left knee or ankle type area. He had a gain of 4. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 6. While we've got timeout on the field, we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This holiday season, give a gift that will last a lifetime. A class at Heller Martial Arts in Fall City teaches self-defense skills, builds confidence, gives a great workout, and much more. Classes are available for the entire family. Follow us on Facebook for upcoming camps, seminars, and events such as Women's Self-Defense, Parents Night Out, Holiday Classes, Team Cross, and much more. Give Heller Martial Arts a call, 402-380-3383, and find us on Facebook at Heller Martial Arts.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, they're helping Camden Taylor to his feet, but he's not putting any weight at all on that left knee and ankle. It was a lower extremity injury to the left leg, and that's going to hurt because Taylor's been part of that 1-2 punch here, Bob. He's carried the ball for 457 yards, and he's averaged 7 yards every time he ran it.
Randy, Camden last year lost his whole sophomore year because of a knee injury, and he worked so hard over the offseason getting back into football shape, and he's really struggling getting off. He could be done for the night if he is.
Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on the other running backs.
Draven Lamb, I believe, will be the replacement that will come in along with Galizia. Again, they'll set this time in a shotgun formation. Nixon LaGorie on 2nd down and 6 from the 29-yard line. The man comes in motion. That's Lamb. LaGorie hands it up the middle. Carrying the football is Brant Galizia. Short gain on the play. Gets the ball out to about the 30-yard line. A gain of maybe 2 on the carry. And it'll bring up 3rd down and 4 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Luke Speck on the tackle for the Warriors. A 220-pound nose tackle. Boy, the defensive line is big, big, big up front, right?
Looks like small college football out there when you announce those starting lineups.
Yep.
11:04 to go. We're still in the opening minute of play here. 3rd down and 4 yards to go at the 30-yard line. The Bulldogs own 30. LaGorie has a single set back behind him. That's Galizia. 2 wide receivers to the left. Moody is up on the line of scrimmage. There's a tight end to the right side. Now Galizia shifts into the backfield. Back to pass. LaGorie rolls to his right. Here comes pressure. He's going to have to keep it, tuck it under, and he'll be dropped for a loss on the play. I think that's what happened, looking through all the pom-poms.
It's kind of tough to tell a little bit. Kip Brigham on the tackle right there. And that's been Auburn's bread and butter is a rollout with LaGorie going around the outside as quarterback. But they had that snuffed out right from the beginning.
Loss on the play back to the 29-yard line. It'll bring up 4th down and 5 yards to go. Punting situation. Nixon LaGorie will be in to punt the football away. He'll stand at his own 15-yard line to kick it away. The deep man wait back near the 30. Gets a good snap from center, gets the punt away. Not a long punt. It's going to bounce across the 50, roll inside the 45, and be touched down at the 44-yard line. So the Wahoo Warriors are going to have their first possession starting from their own 44-yard line. And we have some very enthusiastic fans right in front of us here, Bob.
No, they're adding to the atmosphere.
They're having a good time, you betcha.
This will be an interesting drive right here because I think it's important that Auburn really make a statement defensively right now. Kip Brigham's in the backfield, as you know, Randy.
Yep. Jace Kaminsky is the quarterback. Brigham is the go-to guy. He sets to the left hip of Kaminsky on 1st and 10 from their own 44-yard line. Now they shift Brigham over to his right and put 2 receivers in a slot to the left side. Man in motion from right to left. Lots of action here. Keeping it as Kaminsky. No, he gives it off down the left sideline with running room. The 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5. All the way. Touchdown goes Brigham from the 44-yard line. That will be a 56-yard run for Brigham. And, boy, that's the one thing that you were worried about here because Brigham is able to spring it at any time. You just hate to see him do it on the very first play.
Boy, that's a tough break for the Bulldogs right there. But he had a hole that you or I could have gone through to make that. And he got out in the open, and there's no stopping
that. Now, you might be exaggerating a bit there.
We'll see.
Here we go. Now the try for the kick for the conversion. Waiting for the snap from center. long count. People jumping around, still a long count. There's a snap. And wait a minute, the official stepped in. What we got here? Timeout taken? No, there's... Bob, I'm confused.
I think they called that offsides on the Bulldog defense.
Okay, but then we had a complete change of lineup.
I think
here.
They're going to go for two here. Baby.
Yeah, they ran. Now that they moved it up, they're going to go for two instead. All right, they'll line up to go for two. Kaminsky is the quarterback. And he's in the shotgun formation with running backs right ahead of him. Looks like he'll keep it himself, run off the left side, Kaminsky. I don't think he got in, Bob. They stopped him short.
I don't think he did either. I think we had Owen Rowell in the middle there that got that stop right there.
Conversion fails. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Scoring Drive Recap, being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Well, the drive took just one play to cover 56 yards by Kip Brigham. One play, 56 yards. Conversion failed. Wahoo goes on top 6-0 with 9:50 to play here in the first quarter. Now the ensuing kickoff. This is going to be a low bouncing kick. I think it's going to be picked up at the 12-yard line. Now bobbled and picked up again by Liguori, and he's taken out of bounds across the 15, now around the 17-yard line. Bobby had a hard time finding the handle on the football there.
Well, you know, you sure don't want any mistakes when you're playing a team like Wahoo, and we haven't executed real well here. Let's see if that stopping the two-point conversion gives the Bulldogs a little bit of a boost as we get into this second drive for the Bulldogs.
Actually, jumping off sides worked out well there for Auburn because instead of kicking for one, they got a little greedy and wanted to go for two of the Bulldogs.
You know, and Randy, you can tell Wahoo is so very well coached because as soon as that penalty happened, they knew immediately they were going to go for two. They had a different group of kids in there.
There we go. Wide receiver comes near to the left side of the field. Shotgun formation, Liguori. Lamb comes in motion to the left. Liguori wants to run right up the middle. He's got a little bit of yardage. Looks like he's got the ball out to around the 20-yard line. Should be a gain of at least two on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and about 8 yards to go now for the Bulldogs.
Tackle made by Noah Bednarski, their left linebacker.
Well, they're running subs in and out of there. Kruglizzi in. Draven Lamb is in the ballgame now in the backfield. Renton Wenzel just came in off the bench. Second down, 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 20-yard line. The Bulldogs own 20. Look at this. Four wide receivers to the left side. I'm used to saying trips left. We got four people out here. Pass is going to be completed. There's some coverage is there, though, and wrapping him up right away, making the reception for the Bulldogs. Is that Tabor Rademacher, number six?
Tabor Rademacher, Randy. He has come on.
Uh-oh. Oh, now they're going to say a fumble, and the ball turned over. Wahoo's going to have the football. Rademacher got it, was caught in the backfield by three or four defenders, and it was a long time coming, the call, showing that there'd been a fumble in there.
I didn't see that, but, you know, Tabor Rademacher's done a nice job for the Bulldogs this year. He has come on in the last half of the season, and he's done a good job on kickoff returns. He's received, like on that pass right there, he lost the handle on that.
Tough break here. They're going to start at the 18-yard line. Here come the Warriors, already up 6-0. We've only played 3 minutes. This drive begins at the 18 of the Bulldogs. Kaminsky calls his starting count, takes the snap, gives the ball once again up the middle, goes Brigham running right through the would-be tacklers inside the 10, down near the 17 or 18-yard line. Looks like he got 10 yards on the carry, and it'll be enough for a first and 10.
Cole Clark on the defense for the Bulldogs.
Way to give this Warrior team field position, let them start a drive inside your 20, not a good thing. Wide receiver out to the left side now. Boy, power set. Look at all these running backs set to the right. Now they split out. Full house backfield on either side of Kaminsky. Three running backs back there like the old T formation. Handoff goes to the left side, trying to turn the corner at the 5, down near the pylon. Carrying the ball in is Camden Smart. Clark takes it in, and that will be an 8-yard carry by Camden Smart for the touchdown. And boy, this is getting out of hand in a hurry here. Don't like to see that.
Randy, we're halfway through the first quarter, and Wahoo is up by 2 touchdowns right now, so going to be pretty doggone important for the Bulldogs to try to recollect themselves and, you know, try to get something organized here.
They're going to line up and go for 2 again? Looks like it. 3 wide receivers split wide to the right. Burdovsky is in the backfield, set back there next to Jace Kaminsky. Kaminsky in the shotgun formation. They'll try for 2. He rolls right and wants to throw into the end zone. Now lobs it up and the pass over the intended receiver. He was looking for Kip Brigham, and the conversion fails once again. The score goes 12-0, 8:21 to go. In the first quarter, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan Superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Again, this scoring drive recap is being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Bob, this scoring drive took just 3 plays to cover 18 yards, an 8-yard run by Camden Smart. Again, the conversion failed, but Wahoo has jumped out to a 12-0 lead, and we haven't even played 4 minutes.
Randy, I know you watch Follow the Prue Bobcats, and I try to follow small college football, too. And this Wahoo team reminds me of a small college out there. They're just so talented.
Here's a kick that's going to go into the end zone. He had the wind at his back. That helped him a little bit, but Vergosa there just kicked that thing halfway to Sioux City. Out of here. Out of the end zone. Did we have an offside?
Might looks be a like penalty on that.
Back him up here. Apparently, they were offsides on the kick.
Randy, I don't think they got the go-ahead-to-kick sign from the official on that, and he kicked it a little bit too early.
Oh, so he found a good one coming on,
it'll
apparently
be interesting to see how far he can kick this one.
Well, now they back him down to the 35-yard line. The last one was at least 5 yards deep in the end zone, so we'll see what he does here. Emilio Zaragoza is the kicker. I'm still trying to – that's Liguori on the far side. I'm trying to pick up who the – I think Lamb now is on the near side, number 4. As we're back deep to return this, as we wait for Emilio to come forward, here's the kick. And this one's a low driving kick. Liguori has it bounce in front of him, lets it go into the end zone, and they won't try to return it. They'll bring it out and start 1st and 10. 8:21 to play, first quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs have fallen behind 12-0 here on 2 very quick drives. They've only ran 4 plays, Bob.
Smart play by Nixon Liguori to let that go in the end zone. That was kind of a knuckleball thing, and those are very difficult to handle. And you can just see trying to get a handle on that. By that time, Wahoo could have clobbered him. So smart play by Nixon to let that go into the end zone. So the Bulldogs will be starting on their own 20-yard line.
All right, spot the football at the 20, 1st and 10, and spotted on the right side hash mark is where they'll put it. At their own 20-yard line is where they'll come in. I don't know what this young man's doing here, but... All right, from the 20, wide receiver comes to the near side. That's Wenzel. Quarterback is Liguori. Has a single setback. Galicia back there with him. Moody in motion. Liguori goes right up the middle on the keeper. Very little, if any, gain. Might have got a yard. I don't think they're going to give him any more than that. It'll bring up 2nd down and around 9.
Boy, that Jake Scanlon got the tackle on that play. He's a 240-pound defensive tackle, Randy, and he's been in on about half the plays right there. Bulldogs are going to find going into the middle pretty tough.
If a gain of a yard on the play puts the ball to the 21-yard line, 2nd down and 9 yards to go now for the Bulldogs. Wide to the near side of the field comes Crew Galicia as a wide receiver. Burke Moody sets to the right. In the backfield, I think that's Galicia in motion from right to left. Liguori takes the snap, gives off to Lamb. Lamb will only get about a yard. He's out to around the 22-yard line. And Bob, when you look at those defensive starters on your chart, look at the size. You're talking 260, 245. The little guy's 225.
My goodness.
Yeah, but Randy, they're not just big. They're athletic, too. You can tell those big guys in the middle right there. A lot of those kids will probably be playing linebacker.
I'll come out and say it. They weigh 260. They're not fat.
Yeah. They don't look like me out there.
They're solid kids. Here we go. Third down and 8 yards to go at the 22-yard line. Two wide right receivers to the right. One comes wide to the left. Back to pass, Lagori. He rolls right. Pressure coming. Throws to the right sideline. Pass is going to be complete near the first down marker. And making the reception was Brenton Wenzel. He's close enough that he took the first down marker out when he came down. So, in my book, that should be a first and 10.
If you go from the 20 to 30, it should be. So, let's see. They're moving the chains, Randy. It looks like a first down.
Boy, that was a nice catch. He knew where he needed to be. He was right at the first down marker. Made the catch. No chance to do anything with it after the reception. Well, now, wait a minute. What are they doing here? Are they thinking you can't?
Well, by definition, it almost has to be a first down because
you don't spot it
on the 20-yard line.
Yeah, you don't spot the ball out here and then measure it, and that's what they've done. Maybe, I bet the chain has been damaged, maybe. That might be. They're working on the chain over there. They've got such nice equipment here. They got the nice lighted down marker and everything.
Hey, Randy, this is a nice facility, too. I love the setting for this. This is just a pretty nice place for high school football.
Yeah, traditionally, I've been in here several times. Normally, we get a booth in the box, but with this being a playoff, there's so much media here that they put the radio stations outside in the stands with the fans. We've got some lovely ladies in front of us. I had a nice chat with them before we got here, and they kind of warned me that they like to get into it a little bit. They've got their pom-poms. These are players' moms in front of us. And we had one earlier with cowbells, and she's no longer with us.
That's all right. That doesn't bother us a bit. Looks like they're getting the chains repaired here. It surely is going to be first down because the ball's sitting right on the 30-yard line.
Well, you can't bring the ball out here and spot it unless you've already ruled first down. Otherwise, if they were going to measure.
Right.
Although I've seen that a couple of times this year where they went out of bounds, spotted the ball at the hash mark, and then brought the chains to the measure.
Hey, high school officials, they're human just like the rest of us.
I wouldn't want the job for anything.
I know.
First down and 10, Auburn at the 30-yard line. Nixon Lagori is your signal caller. He's in the shotgun formation. A single setback behind him. Double tight ends with a wide receiver. Lamb in motion out to the left. Lagori wants to run into the middle. There's just not going to be a whole lot there, Bobby. He got a couple more yards.
Yeah, but you just pick up about three yards on that, give him 3 or 4 yards on that, and that's been one of our better offensive plays right there, running the ball, Randy.
Yeah, you got second down and 7. Those are going to be hard-fought yards between the tackles tonight, I have a feeling. But gain of 3, second down, 7 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line. 6 minutes, 23 seconds to play in the first quarter here at Wahoo. The Warriors up 12-0 here in the Class C1 semifinals. With the ball at the 34-yard line, second down and 6. Quarterback Nixon Lagori in the shotgun. Calls the snap. Passes out to the left side. Oh, the ball was caught, then dropped, and then caught again. Drew Galicia held on to it, but it's going to be for a big loss. They dropped him back around the 25-yard line.
You know, Crew made a nice job of pulling the pass in, and it bobbled out of his hands, and he went back to get it, and it cost him 5 yards when he did it.
The incompletion would have been better, but now it's going to be third down and 15 yards to go. The football back to the 25-yard line, spotted on the left side hash mark. Auburn moving from our right to left, from north to south. 5:35 to play here in the first quarter. Wahoo on top, 12-0. Here come the Bulldogs over the football once again. Nixon Lagori has a single setback. Oh, now he goes out to the right side. He had Galicia back there. Lagori's going to want to throw the ball. Now a flag flies and whistles blow before the play unfolds, and that's usually going to be a procedure penalty on your offense. Not a great start tonight for the Bulldogs as they're starting off against the 11-0 Wahoo Warriors, ranked number 1 in the state. The thing that jumps out at me is not just that Wahoo's been winning, but the way they've been winning. Even when they got into the playoffs here, they're still winning big time, like 53-14 last week over Boys Town.
I think they'd be competitive in Class B this year.
I think they probably would. Nixon Lagori in the gun, has the snap, back to pass, and third and long, in trouble, now scramble. Oh, he slips and goes down, lost his footing, and went down back at the 15-yard line for yet another loss, and now it's going to bring up a punting situation from deep in their own territory, and Bob, they're going to be punting into the wind.
Yeah, and Nixon had a lane opened up. He avoided the ensuing rush. He had a lane opened up, but he just slipped when he tried to cut a little bit. So, tough series for the Bulldogs.
Looks like maybe Tanner, is that in there to punt now? That's not Ligori, who we had listed earlier. Punter stands at his own goal line, got the punt out of there. Ball is going to bounce at the 40, rolls outside the 40, and going to be touched down just inside the 45-yard line of the Bulldogs. But the sad part is, once again, Wahoo starts with a short field here.
Yeah, that was Caden McLaughlin punting. He's been doing quite a bit of the punting for the Bulldogs this year. And, we've said it a couple times already here in the first period. Let's see if the Bulldogs can stiffen up on defense and stop the Warriors here.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement Company. Bruna Implement Company is your Case IH dealer in Humboldt. For parts, sales, and service, see Bruna Implement in Humboldt, also serving you from 5 locations in northeast Kansas. This is quite a set they come out in. Then they shift out of it and move people up onto the line. A single setback in the backfield next to Kaminsky. They snap to Kaminsky, gives off to Brigham. Brigham right into the middle per usual. And there's an unusual thing. Brigham is held to 4 yards. Now, when you hold Brigham to 4, that's about a third of his average.
Well, let's enjoy the opportunity that we got right there to hold him. That was Eli Emerson for the Bulldogs on the tackle right there. You're right, we did stop him right there. Boy, he's such a great athlete. You can just tell every time he touches the ball, he's a threat to score.
Well, he looks like a man among boys out there. He's a big kid. All right. Second down and 7. He only got 3 on that one. Brigham sets in the backfield with Kaminsky. They've got 3 running backs back there. Now they put a man in motion out to the left. Kaminsky rolls to his left, wanted to pitch the ball, now keeps it himself and ducks inside, and he'll be close to the first down yardage. They stopped him just shy of the 30-yard line. I'm not sure he got the first down.
You know, Kaminsky is very, very deceptive on that. That was an option play right there. It looked like he was going to pitch to the trailing back, kept it, and got about 4 or 5 yards on the play. Pretty close to a first down, Randy. It looks like it is a first down.
Yep, they're going to spot the football at the 30-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for the Warriors at the Auburn 30. 3 minutes, 7 seconds to play, first quarter. If you're just checking in, Wahoo on top, 12-0. Kaminsky is your quarterback on first and 10. People shifting all around. I won't even try to describe it. 4 people moving there. Now, man in motion from right to left. Kaminsky has the snap, gives to Brigham. Brigham into the middle. He's going to be hit again and stopped for short yardage. So Brigham, who is used to picking up 12 to 14 yards every time he carries the ball, the last 2 times he touched it, it hasn't gone as well for him.
Yeah, he just is such an exciting ball player for the Bulldogs right there and there on the tackle. Cole Clark, Owen Rowe. Those guys are doing a good job right there, but the offensive line for Wahoo, Randy, is about as impressive as their defensive line.
Yeah, they stop him after a gain of 2. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8. The football now spotted at the 28-yard line as Kaminsky in the gun. He brings a man in motion right to left. It's a little reverse going around the left side, trying to turn the corner downfield to the 25. At the 20, somewhere behind the pom-poms here. They got him around the 20. It should be enough for another first and 10, Bob.
Boy, he's just such a deceptive. We've talked a lot about Brigham as a running back. That Kaminsky kind of makes his engine work real good, doesn't it, Randy?
Somebody's got to get the ball into the hands of Brigham, and Kaminsky's very deceptive on who's got the football. It'll be a first down. The ball just inside the 20. They'll call it the 19-yard line on the left side hash mark. Wahoo moving left to right from south to north. As Kaminsky, again, has Brigham set on his left hip in the backfield, in the shotgun, takes the snap. He wants to throw the ball, setting up, looking for Brigham down the sideline in the end zone, and the pass is going to be caught for the touchdown. That will be a 19-yard touchdown pass to Brigham.
Randy, Kaminsky was rolling to his right. Nobody was open to his right, and he saw somebody down there, and there was Brigham down in the end zone, and he threw across his body, and usually that's a no-no that you don't want to do that, but he found Brigham there for 6 points for Wahoo.
19-yard touchdown pass, and now we'll try for the conversion. We wait for the snap from center. 18-0 our score right now. Ball is down. Kick is on the way. The kick is up. And the kick is good. They put her through. Our moves our score 19-0 with 1:37 to play here in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Wahoo. The Wahoo Warriors have opened up a 19-0 lead here in the first quarter with 1:37 to play. The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Just a 19-yard pass play from Jace Kaminsky to Kip Brigham. Emilio Zaragoza kicked the extra, and it's 19-0. Wahoo on top. Here's the ensuing kickoff. That puppy's going to go into the end zone. No chance to bring it out of there. Zaragoza can kick the football.
Yeah, he's got quite a toe on him. He's going to, if he wants to, he can play college football as a kicker, I think. Brenton Wenzel did a smart job in taking that into the end zone.
Bob, that last drive started at the 46. Was that right? I believe. Yes, it was. So that was a 46-yard
five-play drive, Randy.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right, let's see what the Bulldogs can do to get untracked here offensively now. They're down 19-0, a minute 37 to play in the first quarter. Camden Taylor, the running back, was injured on the very first play of the ball game and left the game and hasn't reappeared. I don't see him. Yeah, he's sitting down here on the bench. Looks like some ice on that leg. Burke Moody comes wide to the near side of the field to the left side. The quarterback, Nixon Ligori, puts Galizia in motion out to the right. Ligori's going to run it himself. Kind of waiting for the hole to develop, and he squirts forward for a nice gain that time. He's got the ball out across the 25 to about the 27-yard line. We're going to give him 7 on the carry, and it'll bring up 2nd down and 3.
That's been a bread-and-butter play for the Bulldogs all year long, is Nixon going up the middle, going around. He's a quarterback, and he passes the ball well, but he's one of our leading rushers, too. So nice to see him get about 7 or 8 yards on that play.
Caligori's carried the ball 163 times for 1,143 yards coming into this one. He averages 7 yards a carry. Notice how he had to wait for the hole to develop there. Now this time Ligori's going to throw the ball, and it's batted down. He was looking for Draven Lamb out on the right side. One of the defenders got in there and got a hand up and batted the ball down.
I believe that was Noah Bedarski. He's a senior for the Warriors, and he did a nice job. And what do you think Nixon could do? He had to throw it where he threw it, and there was a Wahoo defender right there.
So after a nice gain on first down, which put him in 2nd down and 3, now the pass incompletion brings up 3rd down and 3. Line of scrimmage is at Auburn's own 27-yard line. 57 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Wahoo Warriors on top, 19-0. Wide receiver coming to the near side. I think that's Moody over here again. Nixon Ligori has Galizia in motion. Ligori, now wait a minute. Before the ball can be snapped, procedure. The official steps in. We're going to have a procedure penalty against the Bulldogs. And boy, Auburn just having a tough time getting in sync here, Bob.
Randy, to play a team like Wahoo, you've got to have everything go perfectly your way. And the Bulldogs have been far less than perfect. You're going to have mistakes, but boy, Wahoo makes you pay for them. Now, instead of being 3rd and 3, it's about 3rd and 8. That just makes it really tough for the Dogs.
Yeah, after that 7-yard run by Nixon Ligori on first down, you're feeling pretty good about maybe getting a drive started, and now it's kind of stalled here. 3rd down, 8 yards to go, 57 seconds to play in the first quarter. All right, they'll come with a wide receiver to the left, 2 wideouts to the right. Nixon Ligori. Here's your quarterback, has the snap. He'll run it straight ahead. Ligori's got a little bit of room, but he's going to be dropped after a gain back out across the 25 to near the 26. Still going to be 4th down and very long yardage punting situation here for the Auburn Bulldogs. Bob, can you see who that punter is? I'm having a hard time.
That's McLaughlin.
McLaughlin in to punt the ball. Okay, McLaughlin doing the punting. The return men wait back at the 45-yard line. On the near side, on the return, is Sam Markson.
Here's McLaughlin's kick. He got it away. Markson's going to run over under it. They're not going to try and field the ball. Not a very long kick. It's out across the 40. Touchdown at the 42-yard line. And boy, same song, second verse. Here's Wahoo starting again in Bulldog territory.
You know, Wahoo's good, but man, we're not helping ourselves any. We didn't have a real great punt there that time, so Wahoo's got the short field again. And boy, that's all they need to
and
get their motor
in
going.
In McLaughlin's defense, he's punting into a pretty brisk south wind. Look at that American flag. It's standing out straight.
Yep.
This is more wind than I was planning on seeing here tonight. All right, Jace Kaminsky brings the Warriors over the football at the 42-yard line of the Bulldogs. He's in the shotgun formation and has a snap. Drops straight back, sets in the pocket. He's going to throw it deep down the field to the right side, and a flag is going to come in for pass interference. The intended receiver was Sam Markson, the defender for the Bulldogs, was running with him stride for stride, and apparently as they were just hand-fighting there a little bit, the official throws the penalty flag down around the 5-yard line.
That's a tough call on the Bulldogs right there. Brenton Wenzel was providing good defense right there. He was kind of hand-jockeying with the receiver. They ended up throwing the flag on the Bulldogs.
Now, they were hand-fighting with each other, there's no doubt. But penalty yardage on the pass interference call is going to give the Warriors a big boost here. And with the penalty yardage marched off, we're still waiting for the official to finish stepping it off. He's going to put the football down at the 28-yard line is where they'll mark it. And it'll be first down and 10 for the Warriors at the 28. That's where they'll mark the ball. From the 28, first and 10. Quarterback Kaminsky. Kaminsky calling his starting count, has the snap. Ball was fumbled for a minute and then picked up and running forward. I think that was Brigham. He fumbled the ball and then managed to have it bounce just like a basketball right up into his hands. No, that was Noah Berdowski. Berdowski was the ball carrier. There's the end of the first quarter. After one quarter of play, the Auburn Bulldogs trailing the Wahoo Warriors 19-0. We'll take a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence and providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small town spirit.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Brigham takes a handoff. The 25 goes to his left of the 15, the 10. He's inside the 5 and going to be stopped just short of the goal at about the 1-yard line. Kit Brigham with a 24-yard run from the 25-yard line.
Randy, he's the best back we've seen this year by far.
Oh, yeah.
That kid should have been stopped maybe at about the 12, the 15-yard line. He just broke tackle.
Yeah, he's just shedding tackles.
It wasn't because we were doing a poor job. He's just a great running back.
Yeah, they're spotting the ball at the 2-yard line is where it'll be. First down and goal at the 2. Kaminsky. Calling his starting count. Two men shift to the right side now. Kaminsky waiting for the snap from center. Has the ball, hands it straight ahead. Berdowski, and he is in for the touchdown. Noah Berdowski from 2 yards out carries in for the TD. It's a 2-yard run by Noah Berdowski for the TD. Score coming here with 11 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the second quarter. This drive began, we're at the 46, I think. Now we'll have the Emilio is in there to try and kick the conversion once again as we wait for the snap.
long count on these extra points. The ball is down, and it's partially blocked. Now a flag is thrown in, however. So we'll have to wait and see what this is going to be. They got in there and blocked it. Now, it could be because they jumped off sides to do it. I'm not sure.
I couldn't see where that was coming in from. Let's see what the referee has.
Well, apparently, no, holding. It's going to be holding on the kicking team, so the conversion fails, and the score now stands 25-0. Wahoo on top with 11:17 to play here in the second quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. It's your future. Let's protect it. That scoring drive took just four plays to go 46 yards. Topped off with a two-yard touchdown run by Noah Mordovsky. The big play, though, was Kip Brigham to take it down to the two-yard line on a 23-yard scamper just prior to it. The conversion was good, and the score now goes, The score now goes 25-0. Wahoo on top with 11:17 to play here in the second quarter first half. All right. Emilio tees the football up at the 40. To tell you how windy it is out there, Bob Ingles, the wind keeps blowing the football off the tee. That takes pretty good breeze to do that.
It does, and now Wahoo's got to kick into the breeze, so let's see if the Bulldogs can get some good field position.
This kid's been kicking it through the end zone with the wind at his back. Okay, I think we got Ligurian Wenzel. Here's the kick. Oh, a short one off to the right. Did they try it onside over here? The ball got out of bounds, so Auburn is going to end up. Oh, now a flag comes in.
I think it went out of bounds.
Okay, that was because he kicked it out of bounds, yeah. Auburn's going to come out of this with some pretty decent starting position, field position on this drive, their best position all night.
Randy, I don't think he meant to kick it that way. I think he just gave it a little extra boost and it went out of bounds right there. That kid's got a strong leg.
Yeah, I didn't expect that coming. I was down here watching return men. Looks like they're going to mark the ball. They're still trying to decide where they're going to mark the ball. They haven't brought it in yet.
40-yard line.
Yeah, that's where it's... Well, no, he's putting it out to the 40.
44. 44-yard line.
All right, at the 44.
I think that might be where it went out of bounds.
Okay, first down and 10. They start at the 44-yard line. Dixon Ligori is your quarterback. He's in a gun. Lamb comes over to the right side in the shift. Calling a starting count, Ligori wants to throw the football. Galicia is back there blocking. That was the ball out to the left. Pass goes through the hands of the intended receiver. And he was looking over there on the far sideline for Auburn's McLaughlin. That was Caden McLaughlin, the intended receiver.
Randy, that pass pattern was open right there. We had a couple of receivers, and that might be how we have to try to move the ball because I don't think we're going to be able to run it on these guys.
You're not going to consistently pick up a lot of yardage between the tackles against this team. That's just probably not going to happen here. All right, bring the ball back to the 44-yard line, second down and 10 yards to go. That's where they spot it. Ligori, the running back set. Behind him on the left, has the snap, he wants to throw. Looks to his right first, here comes pressure. Scrambles, throws back to the left side. Pass is going to be complete, out to the 50. Stops short of the first down yardage at the 49-yard line. And making the reception there was Caden McLaughlin. McLaughlin on the reception gets it to the 49. This is the first time the Bulldogs have been in Wahoo territory, Bob.
And Randy, there was a late flag that came in there. It might be a face mask, so we'll see what the official call is here.
The gain on the reception was good for about 6 or 7 yards. He's got it into Wahoo territory. Penalty is going to be against the Warriors. They'll mark off penalty yardage here against Wahoo. That'll be enough to give Auburn a first down in Wahoo territory. The ball is going to be marked all the way down inside the 40.
Randy, I think that was a face mask.
Yeah, it must have been.
Right,
a big one. 15 yards. Puts the ball inside the 35. The new line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line. Spot the football on the right side hash mark. Wide side of the field to the left. Auburn moving from our left to right, from south to north. They trail 25 to nothing. Nixon Liguori has Galicia coming in motion. Takes a snap. Fakes the hand. No, gives a handoff into the middle to Lamb. Lamb fought forward. Maybe got a yard, but not any more than that.
Lamb did a nice job of getting to the line of scrimmage. He could have been tackled behind the line of scrimmage. He's a sophomore transfer student, and he's been a big help for the Bulldogs this year. Only a sophomore, but he's a tough kid, Randy.
Ball now at the game in the transfer portal.
I don't know what his NIL was.
Don't even get me started on transfer portals and NILs.
I know, brother.
I think that's the worst thing in the world that could have happened to college ball.
Yeah.
It was a good idea in theory, but the way it didn't.
Yeah.
Here we go. Second down and 9 yards to go from the 34-yard line. Nixon Liguori has a single setback with him. Some confusion now. We're going to have a timeout taken by Auburn. 10:02 to play in the first half, 25 to nothing. Wahoo on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Bob Ingles, back with you here at Wahoo High School. The Auburn Bulldogs trailing the Wahoo Warriors 25 to nothing. We're only 2 minutes into the second quarter, 10:02 to play here in the first half. Auburn has the football, facing second down. We're still going to call it about 10 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 34-yard line of the Warriors, just inside the right side hash mark. Nixon Liguori is your quarterback. I think it's Wenzel back there next to him this time. I'll know as soon as the lady here stands and sets down. So Corey takes a snap. He keeps it himself after the fake handoff. Wants to turn the corner. Can't get there. And he's going to be dropped for a loss of a yard back out to the 35-yard line. And I just can't say enough about the size and quickness of this Wahoo football team.
Randy, that was a play right there that Auburn has run all year long. Been very
successfully
successful.
The
quarterback's got over 1,000 yards. You got another running back with 1,000 yards. And we're going to have trouble running against these guys. Nixon's a great athlete. He's very strong upper body. And he just got thrown down on that play by about three guys.
I have two adjectives for you for that defensive line. Big, quick.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Third down and 11 to go now with the football at the 35-yard line. Liguori has the snap. He's rolling right. There's pressure coming. Throws back to the left and under through the receiver. And, oh, Bob, did you see how wide open Draven Lamb was on the left sideline?
And, you know, that's a tough play to execute because they had Nixon rolling out a little bit to his right there, and they had Draven Lamb off the clear on the other side. Nixon had to throw across his body. It would have been another 3 or 4 feet higher. I think we could have made some.
Yeah, Liguori was throwing, you know, he was under running for his life back there trying to get rid of it. But, man, if he could have hit him. I'm not sure that wasn't 6 points because all the defense was over here. There was nobody outside of the hash mark where he was catching that.
Randy, fourth down coming up, and Bulldogs are going to go for it.
Yeah, you're down 25 to nothing here.
What do you got to lose?
Yeah, 9:13 to play in the first half. The ball is at the 35-yard line. Fourth down and 11, the 35 of Wahoo. Now a timeout taken by Auburn to talk this thing over. 9:13 to play first half. It's 25 to nothing. Wahoo on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, the Bulldogs Bulldogs want to get this one right here offensively. They're facing fourth down and 11 at the 25-yard line. This is as deep a penetration as they've had into Wahoo territory. Liguori sets in the shotgun with two receivers to either side of the field. Galicia comes in motion to the near side from left to right. Liguori has the snap. He rolls right. They come with a blitz. He steps up. Throws the ball over the middle. Pass intercepted at the 30, 35, 40. Midfield the 50. Down the left sideline the 40. At the 30. And tripped up inside the 30-yard line, making the interception. Trying to pick up his number here as he comes out of it. Making the interception and bringing it back for them was Smart, Caden Smart, and he, big return where they dropped him. There was one man left to get him, too.
Randy, these guys are good. They're just going to play it, but these guys are really good. That was a tough interception, but let's see if the Bulldogs can keep out of the end zone here.
All right, this drive is going to start at the 19-yard line. Bob is where they'll begin. First and 10 at the 19, Kaminsky. That full house backfield, a running back behind him, one on either side. Don't see that set up a lot, Bob. Here we go. Three running backs back there with him. Kaminsky turns, gives the ball. Wardowski carries it up the middle, and he's going to be wrapped up. After a short gain, he may have only got about a yard out of that.
Well, we did a nice job of plugging that up on the inside right there, about three or four Bulldogs on that defensive front up there. Owen Rowell's up there. Noah Handley's up there. Those guys did a nice job of stuffing that play right there.
Wardowski's the littlest guy they got. He's only 175 pounds back there. Wardowski, he got a yard. They'll call a second down and 9. The line of scrimmage is at the 18-yard line is where they mark it. Second down and 9, people shifting all over the place. Three receivers come to the left side. Calling his starting count. Kaminsky has the snap. Kaminsky gives it off to the left side. That's Brigham. Brigham running through tacklers, as he usually does, is inside the 15, down around the 12 or 13-yard line. And it's going to bring up third down, still about 4 yards to go here.
Coming up to make the tackle was Burke Moody for the Bulldogs right there. He's a 170-pound senior. Strong kid. Nice job by Burke Moody on the tackle.
Put the football at the 13-yard line, third down and 4. They need to get it inside the 10 for first down yardage. Jace Kaminsky, 175-pound junior, is your quarterback. Kip Brigham, Mr. Everything, sets to his left in the backfield as the running back. Wonder who's going to get it. Brigham assess to his left. People moving, and now we're going to have a timeout taken.
Randy, there was a flag thrown there. They might have got the flag before the timeout came. Let's see.
Well, they're running. They were going to go to the sideline like they had called a timeout. Auburn's staying on the field.
Procedure
penalty. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and that kind of changes the complexion of this drive because it was going to be third down and about 4, and now we're going to be looking at 3rd and 9 here.
The problem with that, Randy, is they got a little bit more field to work with right there. With the talent they've got, it just gives them more options right there. It's just the reality of what it is. Wahoo's very, very good.
You said it a minute ago, I think you mentioned. This Kip Brigham, he's a harder-running ball player as I've seen in a while, Brigham. He's really running tough down here. We have 7:30 to play in the first half. It's 25-0. Now we are going to have a timeout. So we'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, yeah, that too. That was more, though.
That was sudden.
Yeah,
that's almost better, isn't it?
All right, 7:30 to play here in this first half, 25-0 now. Wahoo on top. The Warriors have the football, third down and 9, with the football spotted at the 18-yard line. After the penalty yardage, it's 3rd and 9. Your quarterback, Kaminsky,
has Brigham set to his left. Now Brigham shifts over and sets to the right of the quarterback. All the blockers shift to the left side. Brigham over to the right. They put a man in motion from left to right. Give it to Brigham. Brigham into the middle, just running through people. Fights his way down near the 15-yard line. Bob, I got to say it. I'm impressed with what our defensive line is doing right now.
I am, too. The middle of our defensive line is really plugging things up.
That kid's been getting 14 yards per carry all season, and they've stopped him for three or four several times tonight.
And this will be a big play right here, fourth down and six to go. So let's see what the Bulldogs can do here.
Boy, a stop here, if nothing else, just psychologically would be a big pick-me-up.
Yep.
You're down 25 to nothing. You've got him in a fourth down and seven situation. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line. They'll come out in a spread formation with three receivers wide to the right side of the field. Empty backfield for Kaminsky. He's back there all alone. Now Brigham comes back and sets next to him after all. Running to his right is Kaminsky, throwing the ball into the end zone. The pass is caught. It'll be enough for a first down, but short of the first down. They made the reception down around the 2-yard line.
Boy, their quarterback, Randy, can do so many things so well. I mean, he fired that ball. It was like a rocket going off and hit his man right in the numbers, bobbled a little bit, but the receiver came up with it.
Threw that thing on the run, rolling to his right with pressure coming. The ball is now down to the 2-yard line, and it will be first and goal at the 2. Kaminsky under center this time, waiting for the snap from center. Now a flag is thrown, and we may have another procedure penalty here. Let's see what this is going to be. Yes, procedure illegal against Wahoo.
Well, Wahoo's given us some chances to stop him on this little drive right here. Let's see if we can take advantage of it.
Yeah, for as many mistakes as they made, they're still up 25 to nothing here. 5-yard penalty puts the ball out to the 7-yard line now. It's spotted on the hash mark in from the right side. Wahoo moving from our right to left, from north to south. Kaminsky this time is going to set in a shotgun formation with Kip Brigham set on his left side. Double tight end formation. Now they shift out of that. Boy, this offense just shifts all over the place. Kaminsky has a man in motion, left to right, gives to Brigham. Brigham right into the middle. Kaminsky keeps the football, and he'll be taken out of bounds. Short of the goal line, it'll bring up second down and goal. Kaminsky's very deceptive. I'm even watching through binoculars, Bob, and it's hard to tell when he pulls that ball back out from Brigham.
I thought Brigham had the ball. He was carrying out that fake pretty good, so you got to give Wahoo a lot of credit. They're just very well coached, Randy.
Brigham runs just as hard when he doesn't have the ball as when he does get it, and that makes it tough. All right, Kaminsky again with Brigham set to his right. The ends are set in tight. Slot receiver out to the right side. They turn. Give it off to the left side. Brodowski trying to stretch it out, and he'll take it in for the touchdown from 6 yards out. That will be a 6-yard touchdown carry from 6 yards away by Brodowski. And the score comes with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the second quarter.
Randy, we actually did a pretty good job of defending that. It looked like they were faking it into the middle right there. Had them stopped. They strung it out and got around our end. But we did a pretty good job of defending that.
Waiting for Emilio to try and kick the conversion. The ball is down. Kick is up. Plenty of length. The kick is good. And the score now goes 32 to nothing. Wahoo on top with 5 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3.
5:13 to play here in the first half. Our score now 32 to nothing. Wahoo on top. That scoring drive took 7 plays to cover 81 yards. Noel Brodowski carried in on a 6-yard touchdown carry. Emilio Zaragoza
kicked the conversion, 32-0. Our score, this scoring drive recap, brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Randy, Auburn ball players are still up. They're pounding each other on the shoulder pads. They're trying to get each other pumped up. You're down 32-0. You got 5 minutes left in the first half here. Let's see if the Bulldogs can respond, get some yardage out of this, and maybe end up getting a score.
Bob, this has been a good football team. They're 10-1.
Yeah.
You don't win 10 ball games unless you're playing pretty good football.
Yeah.
But they are up against a buzzsaw here tonight. All right. Emilio Zaragoza has a teed at the 40-yard line and is set to kick it off here for the Warriors. A little short kick again, going to bounce in front of the up man, and he's just going to fall on it and cover it up. I think that might have been Wenzel over there, not trying anything heroic, just going to get on the football and cover it up for the ball. No, it was Crew Galicia that got on it. Crew covered the ball.
Crew Galicia did probably a smart job of doing that. You know, he could have picked that up, but the problem is if you do that, Randy, you get one of those squid kicks. They're hard to handle. It's just like the football's got butter all over it. So Crew did a nice job of just falling on it. The Bulldogs have decent field position here as they start out just inside the 30-yard line.
Let's see what Nixon Liguori can get going here offensively now. First and 10 from the 29-yard line. The Bulldogs own 29. Liguori in a shotgun formation with a wide receiver to the right side. He's back to pass. He's looking over the middle. Throws to the left sideline, and the intended receiver was McLaughlin, and he couldn't come down with it. It goes right past him and falls incomplete. Caden McLaughlin, the junior.
Randy, that was a well-thrown ball right there. Missed him a little bit, but again, as we mentioned earlier, that might be our best salvation is just to try to open it up and pass it a little bit.
Bob, we should point out that everything Nixon Liguori is doing tonight is being done under pressure. Yeah. There's people back there in the backfield with him. They're just so big and strong. They're back there after him. He's running for his life. Liguori on second and 10. And there's another case of that. He gets away of each one tackler. Throws the ball out. Incomplete in and out of the hands of the intended receiver. And again, he was looking for McLaughlin out here. I think McLaughlin might have heard the footsteps, the defender coming up on him hard just as the ball arrived.
I'm not sure I blame him right there. If he'd been able to receive that ball and catch that ball, I think he would have got his bell rung a little bit there. But
he ended up still taking a pretty good shot and didn't even make the reception.
Third and 10, Randy.
Clock has stopped with 4:59 to play in the first half. Oh, we've got a lot of red and blue lights out here on the Beltway west of town flashing. We've been watching them for the last 10 minutes or so. Hope that's not a major accident out there, Bob. Third down, 10 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Ball at the 29-yard line. Nixon Liguori has the snap. Liguori looks to the left sideline. The pass is incomplete, out of bounds. The intended receiver was Wenzel. Brent Wenzel intended over there. Couldn't pull it down. It's going to bring up a fourth down and 10 punting situation for the Bulldogs with the wind at their back.
You know, Randy, Wahoo Newman's hosting a football game tonight here. I think they're hosting Battle Creek right here. So Wahoo's kind of the state playoff capital town in Nebraska tonight with both
imagine
these
that?
Football
yeah.
teams.
Yeah, two semifinal games going on in your city limits at once here.
Yeah.
Maybe in Lincoln or somewhere, but not in a little town like Wahoo. All right, here's the punt. They get it away with the wind at their back. The ball is going to bounce inside across the 50, going to roll down inside the 40, and be touched down at the 39-yard line of the Warriors. So Wahoo will go to work, and they'll begin this drive first and 10 at their own 39-yard line with 4 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half at Wahoo. If you're checking in with us, the score is Wahoo 32, Auburn 0. Things not going well for the Bulldogs, but boy, what a season they've had. They came in here 10-1. They lost to Ashland Greenwood back on September 19th and came back and avenged that loss last week at Ashland. First down and 10, Wahoo from their own 39-yard line. Kaminsky in the shotgun formation. Brigham set to his left. Kaminsky has the snap, wants to throw the football. Sets up. Here comes pressure. He's going to get sacked and dropped for a loss inside the 30. Bob, who got him?
I'm looking for the number right here. I can't
Five.
Right here. Brant Galicia.
Galicia got through there. He must have came in untouched. I didn't see him slow down a lick. He just came firing
through. That's our best defensive play right there. Maybe that'll kind of fire the dogs up a lot. Looks like a loss of about 10 on the play right there. So
yeah, back
nice drop by Brant Galicia.
Inside the 30, they're going to call it second down and 19 yards to go. That was a big play by Brant Galicia. Came firing through from the left side. Kaminsky will be watching for number 5 after that one. Kaminsky again with Brigham set next to him. Calling his count, has the snap.
gives to Brigham off the right side, the 30, the 35, out near the 40, and taken down there after a gain of 9 yards on the carry. He's got it back to the original line of scrimmage, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 10.
That looks like a typical Brigham run right there. I mean, you know, that guy could have been stopped at the line of scrimmage. He broke a tackle there and ends up getting 9 yards on a play.
Keep in mind, they still held him 5 yards under his average. That's what I just find amazing. That kid has averaged 14 yards a carry all season. Here we go. 3rd down and 10 yards to go. The ball at the 39-yard line. Kaminsky. Waiting for the snap, has the ball, gives again to Brigham. No, an inside handoff this time, Brodowski. Brodowski with running room, midfield the 50, at the 40, inside the 40, the 35, still on his feet, inside the 30, at the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5, in over the touchdown. What a job of running the football. A 61-yard touchdown run, 61 yards, and he had to evade no less than 3 or 4 tacklers out here in the open field, Bob.
We talk a lot about the quarterback for Wahoo, and he's excellent, but man, oh man, you've got to give credit to their whole team right there. Thank you very much. Wind's picking up here, Randy. I'm losing my cheat sheets here that you were so nice to make for me as Wahoo attempts the extra point right here.
Have to get you some more painter's tape here. All right. Emilio Zaragoza in to try and kick the conversion. The ball is spotted. The kick's on the way. Plenty of length. And the kick is no good. He wide to the left. Couldn't get it through. And the score now stands at 38-0 with 3:08 to play here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Sunny 101.3.
And it's time for another Farm Bureau Financial Services scoring recap. That play, drive, 5 plays, 61 yards, capped off with a 61-yard touchdown run by Noah Borzowski. And the conversion attempt failed, moves the score to 38-0 now. Wahoo on top with 3:08 left to play here in the first half. Again, the scoring drive recap brought to you by your friends Jake and Tosh Arm Connect at Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it. LT the football up again at the 40-yard line and gets set to kick it away here. Last couple of kicks have been short ones with this win. They're going to try it again. A little short kick goes over there. And once again, Krugelitsch got right on it. They're kind of picking on him over there, and he's able to get on the football at the 35-yard line and fall on it, keep possession for the Bulldogs.
Randy, are they trying to do that on purpose? I don't know.
They must be, because that's the third one that's gone over there. So.
And that Emilio, he's got his last name better than I do, but Emilio's got such a strong leg. That extra point that he kicked right there was not good, but he knocked that almost out of the ballpark. So
Emilio
got a strong leg.
Zaragoza.
Zaragoza
can kick the ball.
That's your boy. He's Emilio to me.
Yeah, Emilio put it down to the 35, and he's got a lot more leg than that. But I don't think this defense is afraid to give Auburn the ball at 35. That's what's going on here. Bulldogs come over the ball. Nixon Ligori, 1st and 10. New set of downs, starting in his own 35-yard line. Ligori has the snap. He wants to throw. Going to throw down the left sideline. There's the receiver and just overthrows the intended receiver down the left sideline, Burke Moody. And you know what? Moody had a step or two on the defenders there.
You know, it was just about 2 feet overthrown right there. Nice pass, nice running route right there. It sure be nice to see the Bulldogs get on the scoreboard while the first half is underway.
Yeah,
here.
Burt Moody had 2 steps on both defenders. He was double covered, but he was out ahead of them. It's so close, just not quite clicking there for the Bulldogs. The incompleted pass stops the clock with 3 minutes to play here. Still in this first half, second quarter, our score 38-0. Wahoo on top. Ligori will put a receiver wide to the right. He's got a receiver in a slot to the right side. That's Brent Galicia. Back to pass. No, he's going to run the football. Ligori tucks it and runs forward. He'll only get about a yard, and he'll be wrapped up after a gain of 1. Bring up 3rd down and about 9 yards to go. We shouldn't be with us for our halftime show coming up. It's
presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Now we get a timeout taken, so we'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff, too.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Nora Berdovsky's mother is sitting right in front of us. She introduced herself to me before we went on the air. She's one happy mama right now. A young man already has 3 touchdowns rushing here for Wahoo. All right, 3rd down and 9 for the Bulldogs. The football is spotted at the 36-yard line, Auburn's own 36. It's on the hash mark in from the left side. Bulldogs moving left to right, south to north. Quarterback Nixon Liguori calls his starting cadence. Here comes the blitz. They're after him. He steps up and got out of it. Now he's going to run to his right, throw the ball upfield. Oh, he was looking for Burke Moody. Burke turned around, the ball thrown just behind him, and it falls incomplete. And that's another case there where the receiver had some room.
Yeah, the receiver had some room, and it just seems like Nixon, every time he wants to throw the ball, he's throwing it under pressure, and he's getting a lot of defensive guys in his face, and it makes it pretty tough right there.
They blitzed him there, and he did a good job of stepping up into the pocket and avoided that blitz. They were coming at him from both directions.
Might have had some running room there, Randy.
Yeah. All right. Punting situation. They'll punt the ball away. The line of scrimmage is at the 36-yard line. The 2 return men wait near their own 35 to return it. Oh, they hit the punter. We're going to get a flag out of that? No, they're going to say he tipped it. All right, here's the return. Back to the 40. Across the 40 to the 45 on the right sideline. On the return there was Kip Brigham. Brigham with about a 20-yard return of that. They hit the punter, and I was waiting for a flag, but the official was signaling, nope, they tipped it. And once you tip the ball, then that open season on that punter.
Yeah, that punter's pretty exposed on that play right there, and you'd like to see him protected. But if that ball's tipped, like you said, Randy, it's fair game. So
yeah.
Bulldogs are going to have to toughen up here on defense as well. Who's going to have excellent field position to start this drive?
They're going to start this drive at their own 47-yard line. Right side hash mark is where they'll spot it. They move from right to left, from north to south. Warriors moving into this brisk south to southeasterly wind. They said this wind was supposed to be 10 to 15. I'm thinking it's got a lot stronger than that occasionally. Boy, that flag's standing out there. We're live in Wahoo, Nebraska tonight. The Wahoo Warriors leading the Bulldogs 38 to nothing, 2:34 to play here in the first half at the 47-yard line. Kaminsky is your quarterback. Jace Kaminsky calling his cadence. He has the snap, throws it out to the left side. Brigham makes the catch. Now Brigham turns upfield. He'll be wrapped up and dropped after a gain of only 3. Keep in mind, this young man averages over 20 yards when he catches the ball, and that didn't happen that time.
And we made contact with him behind the line of scrimmage right there, but that just shows you what a great ball player he is by going ahead and getting 3 yards on a play where he could have been thrown for a loss.
Bob, I know the score is going to contradict what I'm going to say here because it's 38 to nothing, but you know what? Auburn's not playing that bad a defense. They honestly are. Down 38 to nothing. That's a crazy thing to say, but the job they've done on Kip Brigham here compared to what he's been doing all season, they just really haven't. Now things just aren't going their way here. Kaminsky in the shotgun. Gives the ball off, running to the right side, trying to turn the corner at the 30 and or the 50, and then knocked down near the 47. And carrying the football of that time, I have to look him up here. That was Trevor Gale, I believe. They dropped him after a gain of only about 3 more. And that's another example. These are ball carriers that are used to getting 14 yards a carry, and they're being held to 3 and 4 yards at a pop.
And that's a good sign. Auburn's got so many players that go both ways. Nixon Liguori came up to make the tackle on that play right there. He's our quarterback, so that puts a lot of pressure on our athletes.
You mentioned that. I'll talk about the 2-platoon system here after this play. 3rd down now and about 4 yards to go. Back to pass, Kaminsky. Pressure's there. Throws the ball out to the left. The pass is going to be complete and caught. Making the reception is Caden Christian. Christian will have first down yardage. I think when I was looking at it earlier, there were only four or maybe five players starting both ways. They play two platoon football. They've got enough kids out. They can rest the offense while the defense is on the field, just like college ball.
And did you see when they were kicking that extra point, there was a procedure penalty or an offsides penalty against Auburn, so they decided to run for it. There was a total shift of 11 players.
11 more people.
That shows you they have a lot of depth.
Yeah, a lot of first down yardage, puts the ball to the 40-yard line. Clock is down to 37 seconds here. First and 10 at the 40 of the Bulldogs. Chase Kaminsky is your quarterback. He's in the gun. He wants to throw. Looking to the right. Now ducks up. He'll run with it. Turns it upfield at the 40, the 35, to the left side, the 30. Inside the 25 and out of bounds, just at about the 25-yard line. It'll be enough for a first down with 23 seconds to go here in this first half.
And unfortunately, that stops the clock right there, and Wahoo's looking to try to score again before the half runs out.
Yep, they're wanting to put this thing away. They're up 38 to nothing now. 23 seconds to go. They aren't even thinking about taking a knee here. Good to the locker room. Wahoo Warriors over the football. Kaminsky, again with Brigham set to his right. That's the only two names you really need to know here. Kaminsky calling the starting count. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff, wants to throw. Now he's going to run the ball up the middle. Oh, dumps it off to the left side. Gets it off to Brigham. Brigham on his feet, the 15, the 10. Down to the 8-yard line. He'll be taken down. That was a Travis Kelce type thing here.
Wow.
A couple weeks ago, you saw Kelce flip the ball back to the trailing back. That's what they did right there.
A little bit of Patrick Mahomes in there, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. A little Patrick Mahomes type move.
Timeout on it here.
All right. Timeout taken with 13 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've retired and you're ready for what's next, and that can look different for everyone. Hi, I'm Matthew Gall with Thrivent, and Steve Stoller and I see money as a tool that provides options during your golden years. Let's talk through your strategy and define your goals so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement. Just call us at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you soon.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Bob Ingalls, back with you here in Wahoo, Nebraska. Tom Cates, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school football back at the Sunny Studios. It's first, check that. Yeah, first down and goal from the 9-yard line now for the Warriors. First and goal at the 9. They come up over the line of scrimmage. Kaminsky's your quarterback. Brigham, Kip Brigham, shifts to the left side of Kaminsky in the backfield. On first and goal at the 9, they turn, give it to Brigham, outside to the right. He turns the corner at the 10, he'll be hit, broke the tackle, given ground, all the way back to the 20, and finally taken down for a huge tackle back out at the 33-yard line. Burt Moody got him.
Wow, that's the best defensive play we've had. Boy, when Kip Brigham has the ball, you just assume he's going to score. My golly, that'll end the first half, Randy.
Left the end of the first half on a positive note. Burt Moody with a huge loss on that All-State running back and drops him for a loss of about 20 on that play. So
wow.
That moves us to halftime. At the half, the Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs. Your halftime score, Wahoo 38 and Auburn 0. We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, and we'll come back then with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. custom slaughtering, and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer Hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish Dogs, as well as three different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
Stoner Drug is proud to serve Auburn and surrounding communities with dependable, friendly, and local pharmacy services. Stoner Drug also offers vaccines and can help with Medicare health and prescription drug plans. See pharmacist Colby Haynes and staff at Stoner Drug, your locally owned and full-service pharmacy in Auburn.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served with the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in.
Now, get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Bob Ingles back with you here at Wahoo. It's halftime. The Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs, our halftime score. Wahoo 38 and Auburn nothing. Look at there. I just got a visit from my little granddaughter, and I didn't even know she was here.
Wow.
I'll have to tell Grandma Lovey that you stopped by to see me, sweetheart. Can you say hi to Grandma?
Hi.
There we go. All right, let's take a look now at our first half scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, it's been all Wahoo here in the first half. The Warriors got on the board first with 9:50 to go in the first quarter on a 56-yard run by Kip Brigham. It was a one-play, 56-yard drive. The conversion failed. Wahoo went up 6-0. Then just a minute later, 8:21 to play in the first quarter, an 8-yard run by Camden Smart capped a 3-play, 18-yard drive. Again, the conversion failed, and the score was 12-0. With 1:37 to go, still in the first quarter, Jace Kaminsky completed a 19-yard pass to Kip Brigham, capped a 5-play, 46-yard drive. Emilio Zaragoza kicked the conversion, made it 19-0. That was the end of the first quarter. In the second period, opening minute, 11:17 to go second quarter, a 2-yard run by Noah Bordofsky, the first of three rushing touchdowns he would get in the second half. That made it 25-0. Then Bordofsky scored from 6 yards out, pushed the score to 32-0. He added yet another one from 61 yards out. After 5-play, 61-yard drive, made it 38-0. So the second half was all Noah Bordofsky, and he, Bob, is the backup running back. He's not a starter.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. If you'd have told me that we would do as good a job on Kip Brigham as we've done, and but they've got so many weapons, Randy. I mean, their quarterback, Jace Kaminsky, holy cow, he impresses the heck out of me. And then this Bordofsky, where'd this kid come from? The only good thing about him is that he's a senior, so he wanted to play. One of the problems that I look on this schedule is the quarterback and the running back, they're two best players, they're both juniors, so they're going to lose some linemen as you go through their lineup, but they'll be tough next year, too.
I think back what I said earlier during the first half, and I still stand by it. We're down 38-0, and Bob, the defense isn't doing that bad a job. I mean,
you know,
it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but they really are playing well against a very good offensive football team.
Randy, you've mentioned it a couple times. Auburn comes into this game with one loss, and the one loss they had was to Ashland Greenwood, which was avenged by a point last week. So, you know, we ain't chicken feed, and we're out there doing the best job we can.
Well, we don't want to let this game define the season, that's for sure.
Absolutely
they play
not.
Some good
the,
football.
The coaches and the players have done a great job. I just, the only thing, the downfield that I feel right now is for Cam Taylor. He's been on the sideline. He's got crutches. It looks like maybe he's going to maybe have a long rehab ahead of him. But if there's anybody on this team that'll come back from an injury, it'll be Camden Taylor.
And he is a junior,
kid.
So he's got another year there. So.
And nobody will work harder than Cam Taylor. Just a great kid.
Yeah. All right, this halftime scoring recap has been presented by your friends at Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Right now, we're going to send it back to Tom Cates at the Sunny 101.3 101.3 studios. 2 minutes of important sponsor information. We're going to update you with the latest weather forecast. Sounds like there may be some more moisture in our future. Another 2 minutes of information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action. That's coming up. You're listening to Auburn Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City have been serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center's mission is to provide the best eye care service possible. Our doctors use only the most advanced, state-of-the-art diagnostic technology and eye care products available. At Lifetime Vision Centers, you will find eye care professionals who genuinely care about your health and dedication to exceptional services. Lifetime Vision Centers in Auburn and Nebraska City, caring for you since 1957.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows around 44 tonight, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times again. Tomorrow, slight chance of rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 65. Cloudy tomorrow night, lows around 44. Cloudy skies Sunday, with highs in the mid-50s. Rain showers likely Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines, jchosp.com.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and Mobile Banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Most people agree, it feels good to feel clean. Community Medical Center in Fall City is celebrating and honoring their housekeeping staff as they were recently rated as the top hospital in the nation with 5-star cleanliness. Community Medical Center knows how critical it is for healthcare facilities to maintain a properly clean and infection-free facility and is proud to be the only hospital in the area to receive a top 5-star cleanliness award from Becker's Healthcare. CMC, taking care of you down to every last detail. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Wahoo. It's halftime. The Wahoo Warriors leading the Auburn Bulldogs 38-0 here in the Class C1 semifinals. The winner of this one will move on to Memorial Stadium on Tuesday, the 26th of November at 2:45 kickoff. They will face either Central City or Sydney. That game being played out at Sydney, they kicked off at 5 o'clock Mountain Time, so they should be just about finished up. But, Bob, whether it's Sydney or Central City, I don't envy them lining up at Memorial Stadium against the Wahoo Bunch.
You know, Randy, I know a lot of the coaches for Auburn, and they work so doggone hard. You know, Tony Jansen, of course, is the head coach. You've got Kyle Baldessari, Grant Cole, David Grant, Matt Galizia, and Chris Hanley. And those guys work their tails off. And I know that when you have a game like this, you think, well, what happened? Well, we ran into a buzzsaw tonight, but everybody that's played these guys has run into a buzzsaw tonight. If we come back and win this, that's fine, but I'm almost making plans to go a week from next Tuesday to Memorial Stadium because I want to see how this Wahoo team stacks up against one of those teams from out west.
This is nothing.
I think Wahoo's just going to be very tough to beat.
Yeah, this is nothing new to Wahoo. Last week against Boys Town in the playoffs now, quarterfinals, they won 50-0.
Yeah.
The week before that, let's see, I'm going to look this one up. They played Douglas County West, D.C. West. Won that one big. That was a 50-0. So the last week it was 53-14. So they're used to winning by 40 or 50 points.
And I had heard that game last week against Boys Town. Boys Town is an outstanding ball club this year. And I heard they got a break or a fumble recovery or something, and they scored the first touchdown in that game. And then Wahoo ran off about 53 points in a row till the end of the game. But
I just want to say it here, Bob. Don't let this game define this season. They're gonna.
Nope.
They came in here 10-1. Yeah, they're down 38-0. But it's not because Auburn's doing anything wrong here. They're just playing a very, very good football team.
Yeah, and what really makes them good is they're so solid on both sides of the ball. They, as you said, they've got a lot of kids that just play one way, and that makes a big difference, too. They don't get worn out near as much as most of them. In Class C1, you'll have one or two kids that just specialize in offense or defense, but these guys have about seven or eight guys that they shuffle in and out, and when you've got that kind of depth, you're going to be pretty tough in Class C1.
Bob, it's starting to cool down for football season. This old guy, as each year goes by, I'm usually ready to move inside for round ball.
Yeah, you know, I am too, and I think there's a lot of people in our community, in our school district community, in the Auburn and Julian and Peru and Brownville communities that are going to be pretty excited about Bulldog basketball this year. And kind of a side note, Randy, I'm sure you saw this too, is that Wahoo and Douglas County West, two of the better teams in C1 in the last 5 years that we've battled out, they're moved up to Class B this year in basketball, and that'll make a big difference in the mix on how things work out. But it's not going to be easy for Auburn this year in basketball. You've got Ashley Greenwood. They're going to be tough, tough, tough. You've just got a lot of good teams in that C1. Concordia will be tough. So, but it's kind of fun, and I just hope that, like you said earlier, that people don't judge the football season by this one game right here, because we've had a tremendous year. These kids have been fun to watch. There's a ton of seniors on this team that we're going to miss a lot next year. But we've got some good kids moving up. We see a couple sophomores have started to play a little bit more. One of my baseball kids, Caleb Covers, a freshman, he's been getting in on special teams. So a lot of these kids are going to have to move up. And there's a lot of juniors on this team that haven't played as much as what they've wanted in the last few years, but that's because they got good guys ahead of them. So those guys are going to have a chance to shine here pretty soon.
Bob, we were talking basketball and how looking forward to Auburn basketball. We can't talk about Nemaha County basketball without mentioning the kids over at Johnson Brock. That is going to be interesting. Both the boys and girls are going to be powerful.
Well, we were talking about that on the way up here. I rode up with my son-in-law, Clint Swatson, and Joe Casey, and they're a couple of old Johnson Eagles and Johnson Brock Eagles. And Johnson Brock's not only going to be tough, but if you go another 10 miles to the west, JCC is going to be very, very tough. They're going to be tough. Then you just go about 15 miles up the road from there, 20 miles up the road, you got the Freeman Falcons.
kids could have Southeast Nebraska basketball.
Pawnee City's got both Quinn kids and the Farwell kid coming back, so they're going to be... I'm living right in the middle of all of it now, and I love this because, you know, the nice thing about my move from Fall City, and I love the 31 years down there, you know, Bob, most of my broadcasts, I'm home in 15 minutes now. They're 20 minutes at the longest, anything that I play in. Humboldt, Auburn, Johnson, Tecumseh, Pawnee, they're all within a 20-minute drive.
So. Obviously slacking off in your old age, but I think you deserve a break.
At this point, they're all home games. This is a big trip. I can't say that that's always the case. You know, a year ago or a year before last, I ended up clear out in Benkelman, Nebraska with Johnson Brock. I went all the way with Pawnee City out to Arthur County. That was a treat. Arthur County, Bob, listen to this scenario. It was similar to what you and I have right now, a table and folding chairs on top of a dirt bank, 14 degrees at kickoff and snowing, and 4 degrees when we got done. It took me all the way to Ogallala just to get my toes thawed out.
You know, there's an old saying in Auburn, and I don't know who, I think Bert Fuller was from Arthur, Nebraska, and there was an old saying that he used to say is, Arthur is so far out there, you can't get there from here.
Yeah,
and I think there's some truth to that, because you get out in western Nebraska, it's a whole different animal. And when you talk about weather, we couldn't be more blessed than we've been this year with weather.
Oh.
I mean, we're 10 days ahead of Thanksgiving here, and holy cow, this is a beautiful day.
And we got some rain. That's the important thing. Boy, it's been a dry summer. Well, we're getting ready to move into the second half of football here at Wahoo. Now, this will wrap it up for our Nebraska side of things. If it goes like it looks like it's going to, we do still have the Rockport Blue Jays playing across the river in 8-man. They're playing tonight, and should they be able to get a win, they go on forever in Missouri. They've still got 3 more rounds after this. They go clear into December. So should Rockport get a win, we're already looking at that. We will try to figure out a way to get the Rockport Blue Jays on for you next week. John Nixon and I are going to be keeping an eye on how things are going. I don't know. John's listening in tonight. If you're watching that Rockport score and could maybe share it with us, we get some idea how things are going for the Blue Jays. Have an awful lot of fun over on the Missouri side. We always look forward to the holiday season opening basketball tournament at Mound City. We go over there and work 10 or 12 games and get to see all of our friends in Missouri to start the basketball season and all that before Nebraska even tips it off. It's a week early.
You know, I kind of forgot about John Nixon. I'd love to see you guys get together on the basketball court again this year. I love listening to you guys go back and forth with each other.
Mudeca's tournament. Here we go. Auburn's going to have to kick it away to the Wahoo Warriors here to start this. McLaughlin has it teed up at the 40-yard line to kick it away to start our second half. Auburn trailing 38-0. Here's a kick, a low-driving kick. Bounces in front of the return man. He's going to pick the ball at the 25 to the 30. Across the 35, out to about the 38-yard line. It was one of the up men that returned that one. And on the return there for Wahoo was Noah Burdovsky. He's the same guy that had the 3 touchdowns in that second quarter.
Boy, we said his name a bunch tonight, Randy. Draven Lamb and Burke Moody on the tackle.
Camden Smart and Kip Brigham are the starters at running back. Noah Burdovsky is mentioned over here on the right side as a backup. All he's done is rush for probably 100 yards and 3 touchdowns.
He's a pretty good footnote, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. First down and 10, Wahoo, from their own 38-yard line. Quarterback is Kaminsky. In the gun like usual, man in motion coming from right to left. Oh, there's that inside handoff reverse again. Brigham gives the ball off to Burdovsky, and Burdovsky gets it across the 40. They give it to Kip Brigham, and everybody's queuing on Brigham coming to the left. Then he does the inside handoff going back around the right side.
Randy, I think that's kind of a double wing type offense right there.
Yeah.
That is a horrible offense trying to figure out who's got the ball, and you've got to be so disciplined as a defense to stay where you're at.
One of the reasons Burdovsky is doing so well is everybody has to watch Brigham. Brigham is quite a decoy out there.
Yeah.
Gain of 5 on the carry. Second down and 5 yards to go with the football at the 43-yard line. Their own 43. Kaminsky has the snap. Gives to Brigham this time right into the middle. He's just running over people for first down yardage. He'll have the first down as he's got the football down to about the 49 yard line. It should be... Oh, wait a minute. They're going to mark
him short.
I thought he had better.
I'll give it to him.
I was going to say, I was sure he had that first down. They were hesitating there for a minute, but from through the glasses, looked like he had it by a full yard.
The referee heard you talking about
it. Yeah, he must have. The ball is at the 48-yard line, first and 10, Wahoo, at their own 48. Kaminsky with that double wing set. 3 running backs all around him back there in the backfield. takes a snap, fakes to one, gives to the other. Brigham ends up with it. Brigham runs to the right side, running two tacklers. And there again, there's that man that's been averaging 14 yards a carry, and they held him to about two or three there.
You know, Randy, you got the middle of the Bulldog defense right there, including Lance Binder as a linebacker position, Cole Clark, Owen Ralph. Those guys have done a good job up front.
Wish we had some stats here. I'd like to know what the Bulldogs have held Brigham to. He's not having his typical outing like he's had all season.
Game's not over, brother.
I know. Second down and seven. The football is near the midfield stripe at the 50-yard line. Coming around the left side again is Brigham. Brigham breaking tackles. He heard me, didn't he?
Yeah.
First down yardage for Brigham. Got the ball inside the 40 down to the 39-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Warriors.
Riley Dickerson in there getting some action. He's one of those juniors that's going to have to step up big time next year, Randy, for this Bulldog team. Riley Dickerson.
You're just checking in with us. We're in Wahoo, Nebraska tonight. The Wahoo Warriors leading your Auburn Bulldogs 38-0. 8 minutes, 53 seconds to play here in the third quarter at Wahoo. Kaminsky brings him to the line of scrimmage. First and 10 at the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs. Kaminsky calls his starting count. He puts a flanker in motion from right to left. Fakes the handoff to Brigham, sets in the pocket. Here comes the pressure. He scrambles outside the pocket, throws up to the left, and I don't believe he caught the ball. No, pass is incomplete. Brigham was the intended receiver out on the left side. I believe that was Shada, and he couldn't pull it in. It falls incomplete.
Noah Handley and Cole Clark put a lot of pressure on Kaczynski, quarterback for Wahoo right there. Incomplete pass for Wahoo brings up second down and 10.
Temperatures down in the mid-50s here. Wind out of the south, 10 to 15 miles an hour. A little on the cool side for the fans, but perfect football weather for the players out there. This is middle of November. What am I complaining about, right?
No complaints, brother.
Second down and 10 at the 39-yard line of the Bulldogs. Warriors with the football. Kaminsky has the snap. Gives to Brigham, right up the middle, running through people. Boy, that kid runs tough. You think he's tackled, and then he sheds the tackler. He gets about three more yards than you expect him to on every carry.
Cole Clark on the tackle right there, and he stood Brigham up, and by golly, that Brigham only weighs about 175 pounds, and he just busted his way for another yard and a half after that.
But there again, the kid's been averaging 14 yards a carry, and he only got four that time. So you're holding him 10 yards under his average. You got to put it in context.
That's right. Good point.
Third down and two, the football now at the 31-yard line of the Bulldogs. Third and two, Kaminsky is the running back set, or the quarterback, gives to, oh, he keeps it himself, gives to Brigham. Now Brigham breaks off the right side and broke for another big run. He's going to have the football down inside the 15-yard line. That was such deception there. I wasn't sure if Kaminsky had the ball or Brigham, then I had to wait till it sorted out.
Yeah, that Jace Kaminsky, he handles that ball so well. He's one who really makes that offense go.
Bob,
he's
got
great running backs, but he makes it go.
I have a confession. I'm watching this thing through binoculars. I'm right in the huddle with them, and I'm having a hard time sorting out who's got the football. All right, Brigham sets to the left of Kaminsky. Kaminsky wants to throw this time, looking into the end zone, down into the left corner. He's got a receiver, and I believe the pass is caught for the touchdown. That'll be a 14-yard touchdown pass. Making the reception was Caden Christian. Christian came up with the catch.
Randy Krugerosi was on the defense on that. He had him blanketed. That was just a great reception and a great throw right there.
Yeah, Christian just jumped straight up in the air above Galicia and went up after it. That was a 14-yarder. Now the try for the conversion. 6:30 to go here in the third quarter. Emilio has the kick up. Plenty of distance. Did he get this one? Yes, it is. The kick is good. And our score now goes 45-0 with 6:30 to play here in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Scoring drive recap being presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Your friends Jake and Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future, less protected. The scoring drive took 7 plays, covered 63 yards, capped off with a 14-yard touchdown pass from Kaminsky to Caden Christian. Zaragoza kicked the conversion. The score goes 45-0 now with 6:30 to play in the third quarter. Another onside kick and another one covered up by Crew Galicia. That's 3 or 4 in a row over there. Crew's got this thing down. He's
they're wearing old Crew out over there. That's an interesting concept. I wish we could do a coaches show and figure out what the theory behind that is, because that kid can kick into the end zone.
The only thing I can think of is they're not afraid to give them the ball at the 35-yard line. Their defense has been tough and strong, and it's almost like they're making a statement there.
That's pretty brazen, Randy.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But that's the way I see it. That's what they're doing. That's 4 times in a row they've kicked it over there. And Crew, to his credit, he's getting right on the ball, just like your coach to do. So, all right, let's see if the Bulldog can get something untracked here. Nixon Liguori brings him to the line of scrimmage. The senior signal caller has the snap. He's going to run it himself right into the middle. And, he's met at the line of scrimmage and then powers his way forward. And he turned nothing into a gain of a couple there as he was hit at the line of scrimmage.
Boy, he was hit maybe behind the line of scrimmage, Randy, and ended up getting 2 yards on that. He's really developed physically, Nixon Liguori has. He's a big upper body, strong legs. He's done a great job for the Bulldogs this year from the quarterback position.
Gain of 2 on the carry for Nixon Liguori. It'll bring up 2nd down and 8 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is now at the 34-yard line. The Bulldogs own 34. Wide receiver out wide to the right side. Crew Galicia comes to the near side. Bert Moody is split to the left on 2nd down and 8. They bring a man in motion. Oh, and hit in the backfield. The ball is popped out. It's loose. Lamb was the ball carrier, and somebody hit him like an F-150 pickup. And I think the ball is going to be turned over, fumbled, going to be recovered by Wahoo. Did you see that hit?
Wow. You know, Draven Lamb is only a sophomore, and he's a big kid. He's so strong, and he's a tough kid. He just got his
ball. Yeah, he's a 190-pounder, but he took a blow there you wouldn't believe. Well, he was hit almost before he got the football.
Yeah. I don't think he ever had a chance to really grab the ball and get possession of it. So
45-0, we got a running clock going here now. As they come over the football, 1st and 10, beginning at the 29-yard line is where this drive will start, at the 29. Back to pass is Kaminsky. Going to throw the ball deep. Throw into the end zone, and the pass is caught for a touchdown. Wow. And that was Brigham making the catch, and that's quite a statement to make when you're up that much to start with. And that will be a 34-yarder from Kaminsky to Brigham for the touchdown.
That's... Boy, Randy, I'm not sure I really like the idea of passing when you're that far ahead and you get the ball in good territory, but credit. They made the play.
Not sure what that's proven, but okay. Brigham made the reception for the TD. Here's the try for the kick. Ball is down. Kick's on the way. Kick is good. And our score now goes 52-0. Wahoo kind of poured it on here. 4:06 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after the fumble recovery, a quick one-play, 34-yard drive, a pass play from Chase Kaminsky to Kip Brigham for the touchdown. Zaragoza added the extra point, and with 4:05 to go here in the third quarter, the score now goes to 52-0. Wahoo on top. Scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Get ready, Crew Galicia. They're going to kick it deep this time. Ball's going to be picked up at the 5-yard line on the return out to the 10 and hit the 10-yard line. Nowhere to go. The coverage was down there all over him. Now one of the Auburn players kind of defending his return man a little bit. Kind of surprised we didn't see a flag there, to be honest with you, but apparently they weren't getting up quite as quickly as they thought they should. I think that was Tabor Radovaker back there.
That was Tabor Radovaker that returned that right there. Randy, he's one of those kids that we mentioned a little bit where he, last half of this season, he has come a long ways. He plays a little bit on offense, but he's been a good return man for the Bulldogs on kickoffs and punts.
Bob Ingles, you've been calling for the deep kick all night. You got it, and now look where we are.
Now look where we're at. Yeah, that's my fault, right?
The ball's going to be at the 10-yard line. First and 10 Bulldogs. Let's see if Auburn can get it going here. Dixon Liguori, a senior, wants to put together a drive here starting from his own 10. First and 10, Liguori has the snap. Sets in the pocket. He's going to throw down the right sideline. And pass goes right through the hands there of Burke Moody, and that's a tough one to catch. The ball came in over his head, over the shoulder. He had the outstretched arms, and actually the ball pretty well thrown there, right? Just couldn't gather it in.
But, Randy, I watched NFL football last night on TV, and they make that play all the time.
I know.
That was a great pass.
That
went around by Burke just a little bit. Tough to handle.
I also seen him drop those kind in the NFL.
And they make a lot more than these kids
do. I could have dropped that for half what they pay him in the NFL. 2:37 to go here now. Clock is running in the third quarter, 52-0. Bulldogs trail, second down and 10. Liguori runs to the left, pitches back to his trailing back, trying to run the left side, Brant Galicia, nothing there. The pursuit by Wahoo is just incredible. I mean, folks listening at home, Auburn fans, you're probably tired of hearing this, but I'm telling you, this is one heck of a football team that the Bulldogs are playing here tonight. They are big, they are quick, the pursuit is relentless, and it's nothing that Auburn is doing wrong here tonight. They are just playing. If this isn't a Class C1 state championship team, I don't know what is.
I couldn't agree more with you, Randy. They look very, very good.
I heard these guys were good, but I'm impressed. Third down, 10 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 10-yard line. Liguori rolling to his right. He's back in his own end zone. Gets out of the end zone. Now throws upfield. He's going ahead. A couple of receivers up here overthrew Burke Moody. Moody was there. They had a deep man a little bit farther downfield for that was Rademacher, and the ball kind of went between the two of them, fell incomplete.
Randy, one of the things that really throws timing off on pass patterns is your quarterback being able to set up and find his receivers. We had some receivers open right there, but Nixon's running for his life back there. He did a good job, but it's tough to connect on.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear Wahoo's using 13 or 14 kids on defense.
I think they are.
There's just always three or four defenders in the backfield chasing Liguori around. Punting situation. We'll be punting from 5 yards deep in the end zone. High snap. McLaughlin got it out of there, but barely. Ball's going to roll out across the 30 and going to go across the 35 and now out of bounds. And it's going to be spotted in Bulldog territory. The Warriors are going to take over the football just outside the 40, I think, is where they're going to mark it. They were a little slow getting over there to spot that ball. So this drive is going to begin at the 43-yard line of the Bulldogs. 33 seconds on the clock with a running clock here in the third quarter. 52-0. Wahoo leading the Auburn Bulldogs. And here come the Warriors. The quarterback, Chase Kaminsky, still has Brigham set back there next to him. All the starters are in on first down and 10. Kaminsky calling his count, has a snap. Gives the ball to Brigham. Brigham runs to the right. He's got 5, he's got 10, 15, 20. Down the right sideline, and they knocked him out of bounds, but not before a pretty good gain down the right sideline. Let's see where the referee says he stepped out. Looks like they're going to say he stepped out at the 26-yard line.
Still the first down, right?
There's the end of the third quarter. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunday, 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
We have more exciting news from Nemaha County Hospital. They're proud to announce their brand new DEXA scanner is up and running. This advanced technology now includes trabecular bone scoring, also known as TBS. TBS, along with bone mineral density readings, provides a more detailed look at fracture risk, especially in osteoporosis. This means better insights into proactive bone health, helping guide tailored treatment options. For more information or to schedule a scan, call Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
First and 10 Warriors at the 26-yard line of the Bulldogs. Starters in the lineup for the Warriors. Chase Kaminsky is your quarterback. He shifts two running backs into a slot on the left side. Brigham is set back there with him. Brigham takes the snap, runs to the right side. He's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He'll go to the pylon and in for the touchdown. 26 yards out.
I think that was Bedowski, wasn't it?
Oh, okay. I thought, okay, you got it. You called it.
And...
They're 22 and 32.
Yeah.
And you're right. That was Bedowski. Thank you for the correction.
We kind of talked at the break there, Randy, a little bit about maybe Wahoo might call off the dogs a little bit, but they've got still their first team in there as they're going for the conversion up 58 to nothing.
Yep, they're making a statement here. There's no doubt. Now we're going to have Emilio Zaragoza to try and kick the conversion. Ball is down. It's spotted. The kick's plenty long, and the kick is good. And our score is now 59 to nothing. Wahoo on top. 11:53 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City present this scoring drive recap. That drive took just two plays to go 43 yards. Noah Brzozowski took it in for the touchdown. Zaragoza kicked the conversion. It's 59 to nothing now with 11:53 to play in the ballgame here in the fourth quarter as they get set to kick it away. Bulldogs have two return men waiting inside the 10-yard line. Yeah, they're out to make a statement here, Bob, with all the starters in here in the fourth quarter, up 59 to nothing. This kickoff is going to go out of bounds. Maybe that's why they've been kicking it short. They lack the accuracy on the deep kick. I don't know.
I don't quite get it either. That's been the only weak part of their whole game is probably kickoffs, Randy.
We've kind of seen it all on their kickoffs, the short kicks off to the side, out of bounds, into the end zone, a little bit of everything. When that kid gets his toe into it, he can kick it clear out of the end zone. He showed us that. So the Bulldogs, since that went out of bounds, they will elect to take the football at their own 35-yard line. Auburn's only been, I believe, into Wahoo territory twice tonight. They only got across the 50-yard line on two occasions. I think the deepest penetration was down to the 34 at one point. They'll start this drive from their own 35-yard line, first and 10. Quarterback calling his starting count. That's Nixon Liguori in there. Liguori has the snap. Fakes the handoff, pitches back to his trailing back, coming around the corner on the right side. He'll be taken out of bounds. Brant Galicia on the carry. Brant looks like he's going to get a gain of about 5 on the carry. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go and put the ball out to the 40-yard line.
Well-executed offensive play right there with Liguori and Brant. They've done a lot of great things all year long. You got two 1,000-yard rushers right there. Boy, don't take anything away from the season those two young men have had.
Running clock here at Wahoo, 11:05 to play in the ballgame. They only gave him 4 on that. It'll be second down and 6 from the 39-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right side of the field for Liguori. One comes wide to the left. Liguori's going to run it himself up the middle. He's carrying tacklers with him for first down yardage. Mm-hmm. Liguori's going to get it across the 45, and he carried no less than 3 tacklers the last 3 yards.
Yeah, nice job by Nixon to run it right up the middle right there. I think there might be some reserves in for Wahoo. Keeping in mind, their reserves are pretty doggone good, too.
Yeah, they only weigh around 220 instead of 260. First down and 10, Bulldogs at the 45-yard line. Let's see if Auburn can get it moving here now. Nixon Liguori sits in the shotgun. Galicia sets back there with him on first and 10, takes the snap. Right into the middle. Running to, that's Lamb, and Lamb's going to be wrapped up after he got about a yard. He's got the ball out to the 46-yard line. A gain of one. It'll bring up second down and 9 yards to go for the Bulldogs.
Randy, I'd like to see Dixon maybe air it out just a little bit right here. I mean, I know we made some yardage on the ground, but let's see what our receivers can do against these guys.
Clock continues to run. Again, it's a running clock now, 59-0. I knew this was going to be a tough assignment for the Bulldogs, Bob, but I was hoping it wasn't going to get to this extent tonight. But
boy, I think everybody that plays Wahoo probably feels that way, too. I mean, we've been on the top side of these things, too, this year. We've had four or five games where it's 50-0.
Well, in my game prep, I looked at the margin that Wahoo's been winning by all year, and I thought to myself, uh-oh.
Yeah,
that's kind of come to fruition here. Second down and 8. Liguori throws out to the left side. Pass is complete to Lamb. He's got the ball into Wahoo territory down to the 48-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 6 more. It's going to bring up third down. There's still about 3 yards to go here for the Bulldogs.
Randy, I think the receiver on that might have been Tabor Rodemaker.
Okay, thank you.
And if I'd let that go without him getting credit, his mother would shoot me. So.
That's why you're here, Bob. Thank you. Appreciate that. All right, so the ball's going to be at the 48-yard line. Rademacher on the catch there. Third down and 3 from the 48. Liguori is your quarterback. That's Moody in motion. Handoff goes to Moody. Inside handoff. Moody's got some running room. He's got the first down and then some. Mark Moody's got the football inside the 45. He's down near the 42 or 3-yard line. He sat in a slot to the left side, came in motion left to right, took an inside handoff off tackle around the right corner, and got a nice gain for a first down.
Randy, that was a well-executed play right there, and that has worked well for us all season long. I think that might be the first time we've run that jet sweep with Burke Moody, but he's a really good athlete, very strong.
A lot of seniors playing their final game in a Bulldog uniform here. Burke Moody, one of them. We'll start mentioning those seniors here. First down and 10 for the Bulldogs. Liguori has the snap, hands the ball off straight ahead. Brant Galicia running through the arms of would-be tacklers. He's to the 20, on his feet inside the 20, and taken out of bounds at about the 18-yard line. And now a flag comes in. A flag is thrown in late out near midfield. I mean, what in the world? That was a long ways away from any of the action. That stops the clock with 7:48 to go here. Nice job of running the football around this left side, but we've got a flag down. Referees are taking some time to sort this thing out. And here we go. It's going to be personal foul. Illegal block against the Bulldogs. Well, that's going to negate a real nice run there and bring the ball back up the field.
That's a tough call. I think I saw what the play was, and it looks like we had one of our players that couldn't quite get around, squared up to the guy he was trying to block. And, you know, at this point, nothing was hurt. I'm not sure if that flag was real necessary, but he threw it, so we live with it.
It was sure a long ways away from the action.
A long way, Randy.
Okay, the penalty yardage is going to put the football back out to the 33-yard line.
Still a first down.
Yep, first and 10 Bulldogs at the 33. Wide receiver, wide to the right is Burke Moody. Quarterback, Nixon Liguori. Oh, now we got people jumping off sides. That's going to be a procedure penalty on the Bulldogs. Left side of the line. Some of the seniors out on the field there. Jake Franklin, Lance Binder, Owen Rowell, Cole Clark, Burke Moody, Nixon Liguori, of course, Brant Galicia. Seniors all over out there playing their final game in a Bulldog uniform, and like I said, we will not let this game tonight define the season, because they're going to finish 10-2 on the year. And there's a lot of football teams around Nebraska who would love to say they won 10 ball games.
You're right, Randy, and I think they'll be state rated by the end of the year too. And to get beat this badly and still be state rated makes a big
difference. Liguori's going to keep it himself and roll to his right. He turns it upfield. He's on his feet. He's got 5. He's got 6. He's going to be dropped just shy
of the first down yardage. He got the ball inside the 35-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and about 2 yards to go, I believe, now for the Bulldogs.
Randy, they respotted that. I think it's going to be about second 12. We got a ways to go to get that other line.
I'm right. Sorry. Yeah. Okay.
Forgot about the penalty.
Yeah. Bring the ball all the way out. I was looking at that nice, brightly lit sign down there.
Yeah.
Love this down markers here at Wahoo. They've got battery powered down markers. Bright yellow, bright orange. Giving us the down. Second down. 12 yards to go for the Bulldogs. As Nixon Ligori calls his cadence, he wants to throw the football. He's going to throw out to the right. Pass is going to be complete down the right sideline, spinning, breaking free inside the 10, inside the 5, and making the reception was Brenton Wenzel. Wenzel, a junior, the receiver, made the catch, got it out of the arms of the first tackler, did a good job of yards after catch there running through the tacklers.
Randy, Brenton Wenzel is one of those kids that just performed real well offensively and defensively this year. He'll be battling probably for the quarterback spot next year.
Brenton Wenzel's got a couple of uncles that played football somewhere, didn't he?
Really? I'm not sure. I don't remember that.
Heard about that. First down and goal from the 5-yard line. Valencia at the 5, first and goal. Going to run it, Ligori's going to run it himself. Ligori gets pushed back, got a couple of yards. He's inside the 5. It's going to bring up third down and goal. I think the football's going to be spotted around the 3-yard line. They're down at the far end here, about as far away from us as they can get and still be on the field. So, yeah, the ball spotted at the 3-yard line. Second down and goal. At the 3, the ball's on the right side hash mark, clear down there at the south end, a long ways away from us. Nixon Ligori puts Burt Moody wide to the right. Wenzel comes wide to the left as a split end. Ligori takes the snap, turns, hands the ball off. Brant Galizia running to the left side, and he's going to get in for the touchdown. A 3-yard touchdown carry by Brant Galizia, and the Bulldogs get on the board.
Boy, nice job of running right there. Nice job of blocking by the Bulldogs right there. Good to see him get on the board. There's a little less than 5 minutes left, but that'll make the guys feel a little bit better getting on the scoreboard anyway.
That's for sure. Galizia puts the ball in there with 4 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. That was a 3-yard run. Now we'll have the try for the conversion. Who we got kicking, Bob?
Cameron Becker.
Okay. Waiting for the snap. The try for the conversion. They're going to kick the extra. Becker, you said?
Yep, Cameron Becker.
Ball is down, kick is up, and the kick is good. Becker got it through, 59-7, our score, 4:59 to go in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, that Bulldog scoring drive took 8 plays, covered 57 yards. It was topped off with a 3-yard touchdown carry by Brant Galizia. Cam Becker kicked the conversion. The Bulldogs got on the board. Our score now goes 59-7 with 4 minutes and 59 seconds left to play in the football game. And this scoring drive recap, once again, as they have been all season, presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. You're invited to stop by and see Jake or Tasha ArmConnect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Randy, Wyatt Tanner's going to kick this ball off. He's a sophomore, and he's done a great job this year filling in for Cameron Becker, who was injured a couple weeks ago and could not do any kicking for us. Wyatt Tanner came in and kicked a game-winning field goal.
Here's the onside kick. The ball going to be covered up near the midfield stripe. Wahoo gets on it right at the 50-yard line. You know what I'm interested to see now? I'm interested to see what offense comes out here.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm sure. Well, 23's out there. Gee, do we know him?
I think we're going to start seeing a few backups in here. Clock is running. It's a running clock here. 4.5 minutes to play. The ball is going to be marked at the 50-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Wahoo Warriors. They lead it 59-7. while WHO will advance on Tuesday the 26th of November, 2:45 kickoff, Memorial Stadium, against either Sydney or Central City. Here come the Warriors over the ball on 1st and 10 from the 50. I think we do have a different quarterback. There's a snap. They hand the ball straight ahead into the middle. Your quarterback in there now for Wahoo is Borchers. Alex Borchers is at the quarterback, and I think the ball carrier was Carson Kelly. We're seeing some freshmen. Of course, the Bulldog defense was there and stopped him. No gain on the play. 2nd down and 10 as the clock continues to run. Stay with us for our post-game show tonight. We'll wrap it up here and reflect a little bit on this Bulldog season, finishing 10-2 on the year. Already talked about round ball a little bit. I'm ready to move indoors where it's nice and warm.
Absolutely.
2nd down and 10. Borchers is the quarterback in the shotgun formation, waiting for his snap. He has it, turns, no, keeps it himself. Oh, he broke out to the right, got a little bit of running room. 22. Who's 22 that got in there?
Hang on here, Randy. We've got some substitutes in there for the Bulldogs. Riley Dickerson.
Yeah. Dickerson on the tackle.
You know, we mentioned his name earlier. He's one of those kids that, as a junior this year, maybe he didn't play as much as what he wanted, but he's going to have to step up next year and be a big contributor for the Bulldogs. Riley Dickerson.
Dickerson makes the stop after a gain of 2 on the carry by Borchers, which got the ball to the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs. It'll bring up 3rd down and 8 now. Clock inside at 3 minutes to go. 2:47. Clock is running. As the Wahoo Warriors come over the football again with Borchers at quarterback. On 3rd and 8 at the 48 of the Bulldogs. He's got a wide receiver to the right and to the left. Spread formation. We got a different quarterback. They put another one in there on me now. This time it's going to be Logan Kelly. They just changed quarterbacks on me. Logan Kelly is your QB. Borchers was in on the last play, and they let the clock wind down, and now they're going to take a timeout. With 2 minutes, 18 seconds to go in the ballgame, we'll take another 30-second break. You're listening to Bulldog Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you raise your own meat for the table, there's still the need to have it processed. Pelican's Meat Processing of Johnson does both. Custom slaughtering and processing of your own farm-raised meat. Deer hunters, Pelicans can also process your deer. They can do special cured items such as summer sausage with cheese and pepper added. Polish dogs, as well as 3 different kinds of deer jerky. When you want quality meat processing, contact the professionals at Pelicans Meat Processing of Johnson.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Wahoo. 2 minutes, 18 seconds left to play in the football game. It's 59-7. The Warriors in command here. So they'll come over the football with Logan Kelly in at quarterback now. Kelly sets in a shotgun formation, spread formation. He wants to throw the ball. They're going to throw to the left sideline, and the pass is overthrown, falls incomplete. He was looking for Owen States out there, and well overthrown. And
I'm surprised to see a pass on that play, Randy.
Yeah. Clock is down to 2 minutes and running here. It's 4th down now, 8 yards to go. They'll probably just try and go for the 1st down and turn it over on downs here back to the Bulldogs with that running clock. Keep in mind, we'll be watching the Rockport Blue Jays 8-man high school playoffs over in Missouri. They advance tonight. We'll pick them up next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. 4th down and 8. Kelly is the quarterback. The line of scrimmage at the 48-yard line of the Bulldogs on 4th down, has the snap. An inside handoff coming back around, running room at the 40, the 35, the 30, and taken down on that run, carrying the football, was Reed Nicely, 160-pound junior, getting his first carry of the night. Nicely's going to have some nice yardage in the stat book there.
You know, that was just good execution right there. I mean, you talk about schemes, you can talk about physicality, but Wahoo just made a real nice schematic play right there to get outside. And their quarterbacks hide that ball pretty well, Randy. They're pretty shifty.
Ball is spotted now at the 29-yard line. They can just take a knee and finish this thing out here. There's 50 seconds to go. And maybe they're still going to run plays. We'll have to see. Kelly's the quarterback, takes a snap. Yep, they're going to run it. Inside handoff coming to the right. That's going to go for a couple of yards.
get the football to about the 27-yard line. Can you pick up who got him in there?
I missed that, Randy. I was watching the
Might have been. Is there a 95? Do we have a 95? Yes, we do. Landon Krause.
Yeah, that's right, Landon. He did a good job. There was an altercation out there. I was kind of watching. Yeah. So
that's going to be your ball game. They won't have to snap it again. Your final score tonight in Wahoo, the Wahoo Warriors 59 and the Auburn Bulldogs 7. 59-7, your final score tonight. The Wahoo Warriors advance to the Class C1 championship in the playoffs. They will face either Central City or Sydney. We'll take a two-minute break and be back with a brief postgame show. Don't go away. We're back in 2 minutes on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Stoner Drug is proud to serve Auburn and surrounding communities with dependable, friendly, and local pharmacy services. Stoner Drug also offers vaccines and can help with Medicare health and prescription drug plans. See pharmacist Colby Haynes and staff at Stoner Drug, your locally owned and full-service pharmacy in Auburn.
El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City offer amazing Mexican food with the freshest ingredients, plus tasty drinks all served at the fast and friendly service. El Portel strives to provide the best south of the border experience to all guests in a family atmosphere. Make your next meal a fiesta at El Portel Mexican Restaurants in Auburn and Nebraska City.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Experience modern eye care at Lifetime Vision Center of Auburn and Nebraska City, serving the tri-state area. Lifetime Vision Center offers comprehensive eye care services and in-demand lenses and frames. Auburn and the surrounding communities can access the quality of vision care you deserve. Since 1957, Lifetime Vision Center has been the leader and preferred provider of vision care.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Wahoo, it's time now for our post-game scoring recap brought to you by Highland Community College. Where they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Bulldogs trailed at halftime 38-0, and then Wahoo came out and put up a 14-yard pass play, Kaminsky to Camden Christian, capped a 7-play, 63-yard drive, pushed it out to 45-0. Then Kowalski found Kip Brigham with a 34-yard pass, made it 52-0. Alex Borzovsky scored on a 2-play, 43-yard drive from 34 yards out, pushed it to 59-0. And then the Auburn Bulldogs closed out the scoring. Brad Galicia scoring on a 3-yard touchdown run, came with 4:59 to go in the third quarter. Cam Becker kicked the conversion, made the final score tonight, 59-7. The scoring recap brought to you by your friends at Highland Community College, where they're close to home but far from debt. And you can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, Bob Ingles, we got some seniors that are walking off the field tonight in an Auburn uniform for the final time.
Randy, let's talk a little bit about these seniors. What a great class this was. I think everybody in the community had high expectations for football this year for Auburn High School, and a lot of it's attributable to the seniors. And it kind of starts with Frank Galizia and Nixon Liguori. Those guys were both 1,000-yard rushers this year. Tremendous leadership that they showed all year long. Tough, tough ball players, and they've got a lot of activities going on this winter, too. Also, we've got some linemen that we want to mention. Spencer Huey, Cole Clark. Cole Clark was just an outstanding year. He's gone through some injuries in his career, came back, had a great year. Owen Rowell, middle guard, offensive lineman. He's just a tough kid that can do about anything for you out there on the field in the middle of it. And Lance Binder, Lance has been one of my favorite players to watch. He's an undersized offensive lineman, but he played linebacker, lights out this year as a linebacker.
Big interception last week at Ashland helped win the ball game.
Tremendous. So Lance Binder, one of my all-time favorite kids. Jake Franklin, an offensive lineman, defensive lineman, did a good job. Wyatt Cook, the same way. Great contributors these guys were. And you've got Landon Krause. He didn't play as much as what he wanted this year, but he'll never hurt you on the football field. He'll never hurt you on a football field because he's got such a great attitude. And then Burke Booty's a senior. What a great career he's had at Auburn High School as a football player. Just a great group of kids, Randy. We're going to miss him.
Well, not only great football players, but, you know, Bob, I've been around this a while. I get a chance to know these seniors after 4 years and watch them on the basketball court. And they're just great people. They're going to go on. They're going to do well. They're going to look back years from now and say, you know what, we went 10-2 my senior year. And I hope they can put this one behind them, 59-7. It's a tough way to end the football season, but I'm going to repeat it for the third time tonight. Don't let this game define the season that the Bulldogs had this year. 10-2, a lot of teams would love to win 10 football games in the season, and that's going to wrap it up here for the Bulldogs tonight. They move on to round ball season a couple of weeks out. We're not very far. You know, Thanksgiving's coming. We're going to be playing basketball before we know it, Bob.
Hey, and Randy, I want to thank you for the opportunity to work with you. And once again, we want to best wishes to Mark Oliver's family. They're going through some family health issues right there. But I appreciate the opportunity to sit in and work with you. I want to tell you one other thing. I think it was about over 35 years ago when you and I worked a game in Auburn at the old school, the original football field, and we played, I think it was Omaha Cathedral, and you gave me a lifetime's worth of lessons in that game right there. So it's been a long, long time. Everything cycles around, but I think you better put me out to pasture.
I do want to clarify something. Mark Oliver's fine. He's not having any health issues.
The family.
There's some family problems there. And again, Mark, we wish you well. Our thoughts and prayers are with you there. Bob, thanks for filling in tonight. A great job. Glad to have you along. And who knows? Maybe we can get together and do this again sometime.
Randy, we're getting a little old for this, brother.
I am, anyway. You're not. I think that's about going to wrap it up for tonight's coverage of high school football here from Wahoo for Bob Ingles here with me and Tom Cates, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 Studios. We leave you tonight with the final score, the Wahoo Warriors 59, the Auburn Bulldogs 7. Good night, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate that big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Attention nurses! Johnson County Hospital in Tecumseh, Nebraska is hiring. We have multiple full-time positions available with a generous sign-on bonus. Join our dedicated team and enjoy competitive pay, competitive health care, and great benefits. Don't miss this chance to grow your career while making a difference in our community. Apply today at Johnson County Hospital, where your future begins. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.